He's got one of the biggest audiences in the history of the world. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Monday Drew and Mike show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And, oh boy, got some business to take care of today, including our new message line. If you'd like to leave a message for the show or comment on anything, just call 209-66-BONER. That's 209-66-BONER.
A lot of man hours went into getting that phone number.
Yeah, a lot of names and words taken, unfortunately. But
66 also spells no, so it could be 209-NO-BONER, but who doesn't want a boner?
Yeah, I don't think there's any, and ever a call for no boner. Certainly a lot of calls for a boner.
You can text that, too, if anybody wants to text anything.
Really?
Yep, 209-66-BONER.
Well, it might be an easier way to get more feedback into the show. We do get email, but it's probably, it would be nice to have some audio of you guys.
Yeah, anything you want to send.
209-66-BONER. And then, of course, Facebook, The Drew and Mike Show, Twitter, at Drew Mike Podcast, Instagram, at Drew and Mike Show. Like us on Facebook, rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes.
I got a boner.
We've got our donation bar, which seems like we have a lot of new and exciting expenses. Well, it could be exciting if we pay for them.
Can the audience always tell we have a meeting before the show?
Probably. Because that's probably,
jeez, I got a little chub.
Probably the only time we mention the donation bar is when new expenses are coming. Yeah. But and every time we mention it, we do get response too, which is really amazing. You don't have to beg. And the Amazon portal too. I wish the Amazon portal. I don't know. For some reason, I just thought that thing would get gigantic because
everyone
spends so much money on Amazon. And God, well, don't we all love Amazon more than ever now?
Except for New York City.
Oh yeah. And Bezos. That's funny. I was just reading out.
Forgot about that.
The people that negotiated the deal, even de Blasio now, is ragging on Bezos.
But he's also.
You just cut and run.
He's also.
Couldn't take the heat.
He's also ragging on AOC, de Blasio is.
Well, yeah, a little less on AOC, I think. He was kind of suggesting that progressive politicians need to show working people that we are trying to bring jobs in and do stuff, and we do want
to
be a tech
need
center.
To show that.
Yeah, and by the way, you're not going to get big people like Amazon and without kissing their ass.
No.
They take our job.
I think that's what pisses de Blasio off. It's like, we kissed your ass to no end. A few people whining and you take your ball and go home.
They took our jobs!
But the fact is, he can go anywhere and have his ass
he'll
kissed 100%. There's a lot of cities where I don't think you'd even get any brushback or blowback.
They took his job.
Well, did you see Fouts is all over it already?
Yeah, I guess.
That's why he's still mayor, man.
Warren
makes money moves.
Warren might be a good place to go. Yeah, he's
Grand would be a good place for them to go.
He and Cardi B would. She's the right age for Fouts too. Offset screws up
he
again.
He loves Cardi B.
Fouts would be all. Oh well, she's well. I'm
oh,
sure
that's
be
right.
A perfect match, but
yeah, forget about that. I just meant her music.
Facebook's brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, conveniently located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. And if somebody was interested in open mic night Wednesday at Mesa, in the heart of Royal Oak. And I guess you want to know if his kids could sing?
If it's kid-friendly.
It is. That's cool. You want to go get a bite to eat and be part of open mic night. I guess they have a guitar player who has a wide range of songs he can play. So it's not quite like karaoke, but it's very similar.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And people do stand-up, too. And then there's, of course, Monday Night Margaritas. $4 fresh squeeze margaritas, $13 all-you-can-eat taco Tuesdays, open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria. Trivia
Not
Thursday.
Getting in.
People can win cash and fabulous prizes, plus an amazing Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Mesa with a 35-foot TV and with that Michigan State game coming up.
ACC State today walloped Ohio State.
44 points Ohio State scored.
Yeah.
And Michigan beat Maryland last night.
Yeah. Well,
the Hokies beat Pitt, by the way.
All right, congratulations.
They've won two games in a row without their point guard.
Which I know, that's really bothering Drew.
I didn't know if that would ever happen. No, they're not the same team.
How many scholarship guys are they down to?
Eight, because they got one back. Okay. A guy came off. They got three guys injured. One came back. They've got the guy whose ACTs were too high,
yeah.
So he's not allowed to
play. What a problem.
I know. I didn't realize they could
not
play you because your ACT is too high, but I guess his SAT was really low. And then his ACT was really high.
Well, as Shaquille O'Neal told us in Blue Chips, this test is culturally biased.
I guess the ACT isn't culturally biased because he did really well on that. And then they have the guy suspended for the season, and then the point guard gets hurt.
Wow.
It's crazy. But
there is I know you love soccer. There's a soccer team in Italy that had seven players left. They lost 20-0.
Wait, seven players?
Yeah.
But the roster's got to have, what, 20
guys? They have 11 on the field.
But they have backups too, don't they?
They were down to seven.
Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. I'm testing culturally biased.
What? So, let's see. We'll get into Jussie Smollett. He had a little bump in the road.
Culturally biased? What do you mean by that?
Jussie had a little bump in the road in terms of his situation the last couple days. So, let's see. But first, it is February. The weather sucks. But Detroit's favorite baseball team is reported to spring training, and every day has a little more sunshine than the last. Is that true? To celebrate, our studio
aren't
sponsors.
The days getting longer?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. But it's not always sunshine.
Wow.
Zod Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com want to warm the cockles of your heart with their annual $99 payment party. Lease a new fun-to-drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month. Or lease a new sporty 19 Ford Escape also as low as $99 a month. What's up with $99 a month? Finally, lease a new family-friendly performance SUV, a new 19 Ford Edge as low as, yes, $99. Celebrate $99 payments and early spring with your friends at Zod Ford in Holly. And let's see, after you picked up your car, you might want to call Adam because you don't want to go home. You just want to ride around in your car because you're very depressed about your marriage. Men with a failing marriage aren't real excited about going home. So maybe you want to call Adam and delay the trip home. The American Divorce Association for Men, there are advantages to being the first to file. If you're looking to get unhitched, being the first could be advantageous. Divorce is in your future. Get divorced on your own terms. Adam would love to help you. Aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam 248-284-4280. 248-284-4280. And Luke Nowacki would love to help you rearrange or help you arrange or even verify what you're doing with your finances or make a financial plan for the future. Or work on your 529, rather. Maybe you're working on a college fund for your kids and trying to figure out how can I put some money aside. What's your game plan? He might be the guy you need to help you at least make sure you have a game plan. So
we have so much money, we don't know what to do with it.
Well, he loves that problem. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. He'll fix that faster than Gretchen will fix the roads, he alleges. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, a corporate member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here, independent Royal Alliance Associates. I always love it when Luke comments on content from the show, specifically this time being Bezos, because of the no income tax paid the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Luke insists that he is delayed paying a large amount of tax, not a ton of taxes, but that he will pay taxes. It's just that he is able to defer it.
Because he's putting it back into the company?
I think that's what it is. And I don't know if that was a big secret, but there's not really a lot of coverage of that. It's more about them
doesn't
not paying any income tax.
I don't know what to do with all the money they're giving us. It's crazy.
That was Bezos.
Bezos. I don't know if I can ever stop laughing at Bezos getting off. I'm convinced it's him now. It's not even.
What else would it be?
It's Bezos.
There he goes.
Getting free.
you're going to explode inside me. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I'm
going
to fill you up.
What?
I'm going to fill you up.
Just let me do this, honey.
Always in control, Bezos.
Yeah.
There goes little Bezos piling into Lauren again.
He's very intense.
I just see him looking like mini me on a tall chick.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
That big bald head. Looks like a giant baby.
Fucking shoot.
What? Where is
Sanchez? By the way, somebody called me out claiming I'm the only one that laughs at that. That I'm the only one that thinks it's funny. And I said, I didn't even find it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God.
Tears every time.
That I'm tone deaf.
What?
Because I'm the only one that thinks it's funny.
Who's this fun governor?
I don't know.
What do they find funny?
I immediately responded that Brandon always laughs at it. And then I remembered that you found it. So, therefore.
It's hilarious. Trudy even laughed at it.
I thought so, too.
Zoov's laughed at it. He's just not loud.
Well, apparently, there's a lot of tone deafness. And apparently, you're as tone deaf as I am.
Oh, man. Sounds like he's not listening to the podcast.
Jeez.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay, so the Jesse Smollett thing, we left last week, and it was in all kinds of disarray. It was obvious that his story was falling apart, but nobody could quite report on it yet. And, you know, were they going to arrest these two guys? Who, by the way, their background is quite fascinating. Yeah. These guys owed an insane amount of money in college loans, which they haven't paid a dime of. And somehow they borrowed more money. They started two businesses, both of which are failed. One failed and one is failing.
But the important thing is,
where do they get all this money?
Important thing is, they're getting that picture of how ripped they are out.
Jacked.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they are ripped.
Which brings to the point, I was Smollett on GMA Thursday claimed, remember this, I think I was telling you this off the air.
He kicked the guy's ass back. Well, so he beat up that guy.
Particularly, he said he turned and was punched, and he punched back. And immediately I said, that's bullshit. If you turn and get punched, 99% of people are going to go down. It's not like the movies. You don't get punched and stay standing. Most of the time you get knocked down because you're trying
to
avoid it.
He's not some little fairy. He fought back. He wanted young gay people to know that.
So I laughed when I heard
that. The gay Tupac.
And then after I saw the picture, I'm like, one of those dudes punched Smollett in the head. His head is going to explode. Those guys are huge. What's he talking about?
You know,
nice house of cards.
Now you got to wonder where he got the scratch on his face. How'd they do that?
Yeah.
He dry gulched you? Now, wait a minute. That's your fault. You got to keep your guard up. There's no excuse for getting dry gulched. You got me?
This story is so bad.
It's awful.
These two guys, one of them, by the way, was brought up on attempted murder charges.
All right.
He was not convicted. But just reading about him, did you get the impression that there's some real major weasel activity going on?
Great guys.
Well, yeah. They have a business now, I guess, and it doesn't make any money. Well, who gives them all this dough? Well, I guess somebody we know gives them a little dough.
Is it to work out? Is that what their business? Are they personal trainers?
No.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
They had a store of some kind. I don't know.
A rope store?
No, they got the rope at the
Ace Hardware.
The Crafty Beaver Hardware Store.
Oh, Crafty Beaver.
And Smollett reimbursed him for that, in addition to the $3,500 he paid each of them for the attack, and $500 when they returned. Now, do you think they got the $500 when they came back from Nigeria? Because the cops met him at the airport.
If only they were.
Did Smollett have somebody pass him an envelope?
Too bad the cops didn't follow him. They could have seen the handoff.
That's true. Now,
there's no surveillance of them buying the rope, though, because it erases after a week.
What?
With the way the cloud is now and memory, can everything just, since everything's being recorded, just save it for a longer period of time?
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a store security thing, so if they're not robbed.
Should we call the Crafty Beaver Hardware Store and see if they're changing their surveillance mode?
Crafty Beaver.
Brandon, it was in Brandon's prep today, so I know Brandon's excited to open the Hall Financial Hotline, where, by the way, if you click the link on the Drew and Mike Show website, fill out the online form. They'll be crunching numbers as the phone is ringing to call you back. They work that fast. God, I got a great email about Hall. Somebody who called them, I guess he clicked the link on a Saturday, and they literally called him, and they were going to meet on Sunday? They are really ambitious over there. He was blown away.
That's great. That's why you call them, man.
Yeah, they want to do business. They don't want to screw around. So yeah, they got the rope from Crafty Beaver Hardware Store, and I mean they seem to be really pretty much revealing that this was all Jesse's idea, yeah. and that they were a couple of co-conspirators.
Did you see one of the things they found in that hoarder house those guys live in? Did you see one of
they found
that,
red hats? I know.
See what else they found?
They found a face mask, bleach. I don't know what is finding bleach really a big deal.
No, everybody should have bleach in their house. They found magazine with pages ripped out.
Ooh.
What?
Which, that's the problem with being a hoarder. You're going to keep evidence around. They should have thrown that away.
Oh, to make the note. Yeah. The letter was mailed from the Chicago area.
Yeah.
You know, this was not terribly well planned out.
You think?
Are these really the guys?
They had a dry run.
Yeah, what if the dry run's on surveillance tape?
The cop said it was not.
No.
There's some other interesting thing, because a grand jury's going to... It's going to go to a grand jury. I don't know if that's that big of a surprise.
You know, wouldn't it do him well to just fess up to this? Wouldn't he be better off?
Not after you the put longer that letter out.
The longer this goes on, isn't he going to become O.J. Simpson? Isn't he going to become a total pariah?
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Although it wasn't really him that got... Although he did do a little bad thing. The Manti Te'o hoax.
Well, that was girlfriend. Very dumb. This reminds me more of Tawana Brawley.
Yeah. This is because there's a crime here.
And Tawana Brawley. I mean, that name just Jesse Smollett. I think his career's over, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, his music career will be fine.
Still a huge part of that Empire cast. Main character, one of the main characters.
Okay. 20th Century Fox. They came out and said he's not being written off. So, you know, unless they want to be liars too.
Okay. He cannot stay on that show with this going on, can he? Really.
That show's huge.
I don't think
so. Unless he's convicted.
What?
Unless he's convicted.
Really?
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. This is really bad. I mean, this is sociopathic. This is horrible.
Oh, I agree with all that. But you're talking about a TV show that how many of their viewers really care?
Oh, I think a lot of them care.
Okay.
I think a lot of people care. You know, honestly, black people were questioning this as much as white people. This is not
in a very more measured way, as you pointed out on text.
Well, yeah, I think they're, it's interesting. I was reading tweets last night. I was looking for deleted tweets, which is really kind of fun. I mean, I was amusing myself. And I noticed that, you know, you go to like John Legend, Vivica Fox, and Terrence Howard, and they tweet out their support. They don't get all emotional and wrought up over it. And then you go to people like, you know, on the other side, Kathy Griffins, the Alyssa Milanos, and I don't remember
John
specifically.
Cusack.
Who said John Cusack? He doesn't have any.
I'm worried about
suddenly
him.
Doesn't have any tweets about
what?
It. Yeah, John Cusack may be the worst Twitter follow I've ever seen. He's so mad about so many things that your Twitter's just going to be filled up with John Cusack getting angry.
Yeah, Bette Midler and George Takei, they're the same way.
I mean, isn't that sort of a problem on Twitter when you follow somebody who's so angry so often and it's...
Like Jesse Smollett? He was angry enough.
Yeah, he was too. I don't think he'd be a great follow, although I'd love to... I wonder what he's tweeting out now.
Tweeting
anything. Oh, he hasn't been tweeting at all. I don't think he's tweeted since the entire event happened.
You really think he's going to stay on that show? Why does that show have to have him?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I was shocked that 20th Century Fox came out so steadfast behind him saying that.
Thought that was silly.
There's no plans to run. Well, yeah, because it was up in the air at that point.
I would think they just want to sit this out for a while. I would guess that he'll be off the show. Like, he's too busy right now with his legal situation.
Here's another thing the cops said. They were suspicious when Jesse took him out to the area where he said he was attacked originally and pointed to a surveillance camera that was kind of hidden. Like, you would have to look for a camera ahead of time. But he pointed to the camera saying how happy he was that the attack was on video. But it turns out that the camera was actually pointing in the wrong direction. So the cops thought it was weird that he actually knew where the location of the camera was, which is kind of interesting.
There were a lot of weird things. You know what he said?
There were too many specifics.
Is it weird on GMA that he said the phone was in his pocket?
I thought he was on the phone.
He said, I know. He said he was on the phone, but he said, my phone was in my pocket. And then when the attack happened, it was on the ground.
Did he have a Bluetooth earpiece?
I don't know.
It was on the phone.
I thought he would have maybe mentioned that. The fact that he didn't mention MAGA country to the cops, that is really weird. Well,
and that comes from his manager, who I was telling.
Where's the manager?
From day one, we started questions. I think the manager came up with this idea to boost his music career.
Brandon Z. Moore, where are you?
That's his name?
Yes.
Who else does he rep?
I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Well, now he's making his mark this way.
Why don't we
watch?
Should we watch a little bit of Good Morning America? Because he really made an impassioned plea, I thought. Well, this, maybe we should review it now.
Like I told you, they should put this interview on a sizzle reel because it's quite the actor.
Yeah, he's bawling. He's calling people racists.
Could you imagine if he puts this on his reel of how, what a great actor he is?
It's pretty good acting.
First part of Jesse telling his story.
I'm pissed off. What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. It's like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth.
Well,
and then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
What happened that night, Jesse?
When I landed,
I love how he knows everyone.
That's exactly what we wanted to see was the truth. The story sounded so phony.
He is really, he's quite a sociopath, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's really angry at people for not believing his bullshit.
L-Y-N
apostrophe. And Frank Gadsden, who's like my uncle, and he's also my creative director, and he picked me up. And then we got back to the apartment. There was no...
Wait, what? What was that guy?
My creative director. He's with him at 2 a.m, apparently.
Creative director?
I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea what he's talking about.
What is a creative...
He's claiming these two dudes... One of them he paid to be his personal trainer, by the way.
Well, no, but I want to be someone's creative director.
I've never heard of such a job.
It's like a life coach, but easier, isn't it?
You don't even want to see the truth.
What happened that night, Jesse?
When I landed in Chicago, and Frank Gadsden, who's like my uncle, and he's also my creative director, and he picked me up.
Shut up.
And then we got back to the apartment. There was no food. And so I went out to Walgreens thinking that they were 24 hours and to have a smoke. Walgreens was closed.
Smoking isn't funny, by
so
the way.
I called him up and I said, hey, I'm going to run to Subway, which was across the street, and I'm going to get a salad. Do you want anything? I went to the Subway and
that's
got
a lie
the order
too.
During that time. Subway. I texted my manager thinking that he was still...
Wait a sec. That is a lie. I thought he was seen on camera with the sandwich in his hand.
He was.
But he just said he was going to sell. Oh, I guess he could have changed his mind.
He's trying to sound more healthy.
Yeah, but...
It's
once
just
you get
another
in there,
lie. Once you tell that man, he's just spinning him. He's like Spider-Man with the lies.
Although I believe him on this one. I challenge anyone to try and go to Subway to get a salad and walk in there and smell it and not get a sandwich, right?
There's no way you got a salad. You got
smoke.
A sandwich.
Walgreens was closed.
Nice on Walgreens
up,
hours,
I said, hey,
by the way.
I'm going to run to Subway, which was across the street, and I'm going to get a salad. Do you want anything? I went to the Subway and got the order. During that time, I texted my manager thinking that he
Walgreens?
Was still in Australia because he was on an Australian tour with one of his
Woodward.
Other clients. And I said, yo, call me when you can. He called me immediately, and while he was on the phone, I heard, as I was crossing the intersection, I heard Empire. And I don't answer to
Look at Robin.
My name ain't Empire.
Nice lie, baby.
And I didn't answer. I kept walking, and then I
never thought this sounded right.
Empire. So I turned around and I said, the did you just say to me? And I see the attacker.
This man is lying his head off.
And he said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face. So I punched his ass back.
Fake.
Then,
ooh, you're
we started
so
tussling.
Tough.
You know,
if
that
punch
icy.
You were on, you'd be on the ground.
And we ended up tussling by the stairs. Fighting. There was a second person involved who was kicking me in my back. And then it just stopped. And
you're
they
so
ran
tough.
Off. And I saw where they ran. And the phone was in my pocket, but it had fallen out.
What?
It was
in
sitting
your pocket?
There, and my manager was still on the phone. So I picked up the phone and I said, Brandon, and he's like, what's going on? And I said, I was just jumped. And I looked down and I see that there's a rope around my neck, which
what?
I hadn't
It's magic.
You noticed it before?
No,
you
didn't because it was so fast.
It was magic.
It was so fast.
How long did this all...
It's a modern day
like
lynching.
Minutes, but it probably was like 30
Wait,
seconds.
That's just like
honestly,
was on the letter.
I can't tell you honestly.
Was the rope around his neck.
It must be those guys.
I noticed the rope around my neck and I started
the
screaming.
The Sid MAGA return address,
said,
too. It is those guys.
Around my neck.
Did you get any kind of description of the attack?
I gave a body description and I, you know, because I saw
this. It's a tough interview.
But, and, you
yeah,
know,
she really
right
gets down
whatever,
to the breast.
I can't tell you what color their eyes were. I can't tell you. And I did not see anything except
fake
the second person
hell.
I saw running away. And the first person, yeah, I saw his stature. I gave the
he's
description
my personal trainer.
As best as I could.
Built.
It's like you have to keep understand also that
my personal
in
trainer.
Chicago,
the guy paid,
brother. In winter,
the guy paid back for buying rope.
People can wear ski masks and nobody's going to question that.
The police have gone through a lot of video and they were able to capture an image of
no,
two
Robin,
people
they
of
mostly
interest.
Saw nothing.
Have you seen that image, mm-hmm. and do you believe that they could possibly be the attackers?
I do.
What is it about their size, or what? Why do you feel that they could possibly be?
Because I was there. For me, when that was released, I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere. I don't have any doubt in my mind.
You don't suppose, because there was a really interesting story about how the police watched those two guys walk from camera to camera and get in the Uber car and then follow the Uber basically to where those guys lived. It was seemed like it was pretty easy. You don't think because they didn't believe them from the start when they started looking at the cameras that there's a way better picture of those two guys and they didn't show him?
I think the cops have been doing a lot of things to sort of flush this thing out.
That would be really fascinating, though, if there's a really good image of those two guys and they just didn't show them because they didn't believe them.
I'm looking forward to hearing the whole story. I think we got a ways to go, unfortunately.
Is there going
to
be a documentary on Netflix? Or
I think there might be.
Or Hulu?
I think there just might be.
Like the Fyre
what
Festival?
What is it about their size or what? Why
somebody's
do you feel that they
right
could
now.
Possibly be?
Because I was there. For me, when that was released, I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere. I don't have any
slides working.
In my mind
I'm getting streams.
That's them.
My show sold out.
Never did.
That's the first time he's given a detailed account, an account that Chicago police have said has been consistent. He hasn't changed his story. They also said it's credible. Police have said that, and also that he has been very cooperative.
A lot of questions have been raised as well.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of questions, especially
ooh,
about
George
the timing
doesn't buy
of the 911 call, about the phone records, and Jussie addresses all of that. And
really?
We'll have much more
why
of that
take
coming
13
up
days?
In a few
you didn't
minutes.
Ask him that.
Up in a little bit.
We're oh, there's going to be more?
Did she ask him why there's a PDF file? Yeah, oh, there's a longer one.
Oh, wow.
Did she ask him about the PDF file?
No, she didn't ask him anything.
I didn't think she did. But his story's been credible, and it's been consistent the whole time. Just like O.J. Simpson. He never, he maintained his innocence from day one.
It still is.
I don't believe you anymore.
What I should have known was killed Jussie. Then I would have gotten away with it.
Oh, is he fucked? He's so fucked.
Yeah, is he going to have to pay back the cost of the police?
Oh, I'm sure he will, to the penny.
Well, you know what I mean, though. They'll chart. I mean,
you know, there's a guy who made a false Amber Alert claim. Did you see that story?
No.
He's in Chicago 3 years.
Wow.
Three
good.
Years. And that letter is, that's a federal crime, isn't it?
I think so.
Letter?
Even if it didn't go across state lines, I still think it is because the mail is federal. It's really interesting. You know, like the penalty for illegal voting is really high, and you would think, why would you have such a high penalty for illegal voting? Because you want to, that is a deterrent
it's like
law.
Stealing mail is a.
That's a major deterrent law. Yeah, it's like, what's the big deal about stealing law? Or mail, but you got to have a pretty big deterrent to do it. There should also be a huge penalty for filing a phony police report.
Well, this guy got 3 years. This chick is supposed
it
to get
should
some
be. It should be more
too.
Than that.
Well, not to mention the cost and the manpower.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how many people from MAGA country they could have really stopped if they weren't
country.
Working on this case.
Has anybody addressed
is that
the,
right by, like, Raider Nation?
Possibly.
What about the neighbor who said that they saw the redneck? I haven't
that's
heard much
point.
About
they
the redneck.
Located the, they couldn't locate those people on surveillance. That's all I heard about that.
Yeah.
But who is the person that said that?
His neighbor.
I know, but where's that person? Like, why did they say that?
They're walking their dog, and they wanted to support him. But then the New York Post reports that his neighbors think it's total bullshit. Mm-hmm. That was the first really negative story about it. I mean, honestly, there's been very little reporting about this thing, this story being fake, until the police, until his buddies got pulled in. It was kind of a game changer.
Shouldn't it maybe be that way, though?
Well,
I don't want them speculating
but
until.
But if you, since when?
They have some concrete
evidence. When do people not speculate, though? I mean, Twitter has been.
Oh, if you're talking about news versus like pundits, that's differently. I'm sure. Radio shows.
But they do stories based on Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
There was tons of Twitter activity. People, there was Twitter was trending with Jesse Smollett hoax.
Yeah, a lot of blue check marks too.
When, before?
Yes. Okay. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Here's a quick little supercut.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized. Empire star Jesse Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about
Al Sharpton, the Tawana Brawley guy.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA
That's
country."
That's not even true.
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
You know what's interesting? Reading the banners underneath each story. Guess which outlet so far has used allegedly attacked and says he was attacked?
I give up.
CNN. Not the MSNBC, not the TMZ, not the Inside Edition, or
TMZ has been blowing him the entire time.
No, but I just thought
they're so upset about this.
Like, see how that one says it says Jesse Smollett attacked in Chicago. I mean, but CNN actually says he was attacked or allegedly attacked.
Well, it's like, you know, this
what it means,
but it's changed a lot. I'm telling you, Nathan Sandman, his face would have been blurred years ago. They would never show a 16-year-old. Like that on television over and over and over. They would protect a 16-year-old. Even though he was a horrible 16-year-old, they would have protected him.
Investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is stomach-turning,
I can't
mind-boggling
believe Al Sharpton even speaks of this.
It's out of control.
Out
Speaker
E-News.
Of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeting, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jesse Smollett is an affront to our humanity."
And Senator Cory Booker said, "The vicious attack on actor Jesse was an attempted modern-day lynching."
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
But I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. This is a horrible story.
Yeah.
I mean, the circumstances are just horrific.
Horrendous and unacceptable.
Absolutely despicable.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe this is actually happening in 2019.
It's hard to believe that we're reporting, that we're even saying words like this in 2019. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this is America in 2019.
This is America.
Okay. Hey, what's her name? S.E. Cup?
Yeah, S.E.
See if you can find her... She's got a couple panelists on, Brandon, and she's talking about Nicholas Sandman. And by the way, the diocese down there just released, they hired some law firm to investigate, to decide whether, you know, what these kids did wrong or didn't do wrong. And they pretty much cleared them. And Nathan Phillips is taking exception to the reports and complaining about it. Nathan Phillips, he's such a good peacemaker, isn't he?
Yeah. With that loud drum.
Yeah, he's such a good peacemaker. He always tries to keep the peace, except when he's pissing and moaning about somebody he doesn't like and lying about his service, which doesn't seem to get a lot of attention. Can't find it? Shit.
What are you looking for?
It was on Twitter yesterday, Brandon. I wish I knew where it was.
I'm sorry, S.E. Cup doing what?
She's talking about... She's talking about the Covington kids and Nathan Phillips right after it happened. And apparently no one at CNN bothered to watch the full hour, which we did. Brandon had watched it before he even got over here. She's so angry at Sandman. I wonder if she's on the... She's got a panel on. And the panel's very upset, too, of course.
Is this it?
That could be it.
You've probably seen it by now, the viral video sweeping the internet of a mob of MAGA hat-wearing high school students surrounding a Native American chanting and drumming in the nation's capital at the Indigenous People's March. The Native elder was identified as Nathan Phillips, a member of the Omaha Nation and a Vietnam vet. He and others were harassed and taunted by students from Covington Catholic High School, a private all-boys school in Kentucky, who, according to the school's Facebook page, were in D.C. attending the March for Life. As the students clashed with another group, Phillips walked between them in an attempt to defuse the situation. The videos have drawn outrage from all corners. The communications director with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Covington released a brief statement today saying, in part, we condemn the actions of the Covington Catholic High School students.
They didn't watch the video either.
Hold on.
And Native Americans in general. The matter is being investigated, and we will take the appropriate action up to and including expulsion. Congresswoman Deb Haaland of New Mexico also tweeted, this veteran put his life on the line for our country. The student's display of blatant hate, disrespect, and intolerance is a signal of how common decency has decayed under this administration. Heartbreaking. And my CNN colleague, Kirsten Powers, tweeted at the school's superintendent. What are you going to do about this, Superintendent Mike Kleins? This is absolutely contrary to Catholic teaching, and you know it. Do something. Also, these boys need education. You are failing them. Well, those are some tough words, and clearly these boys are not getting a good education because it makes little sense to angrily
How does she know what kind of education they're getting?
To a population with literally zero illegal immigrants who were here long before we were. You could also say their parents have failed them. We should teach our kids to treat people with respect, regardless of our politics and our differences. But ultimately, this failure is all of ours.
So I'm sure when she saw the Hebrew Israelites and what they did, she must have had an equally strong response, I'm sure.
Well, everybody jumped the gun.
They were terrible.
That. Everybody did. And in fact, because of some of the things she has said, she's actually a part of that lawsuit.
But do you notice that when we did, when everyone saw the Hebrew Israelites calling them all these, was that really a big deal? Did anyone really bash the Hebrew Israelites like this? No. I didn't see any of them interviewed. It's crazy.
Yeah, I still haven't heard anything from those dudes.
No.
Has that story, is that story just gone now, though? Is that just over?
Pretty much.
All the report's out now.
Yeah. I don't know how much attention that will get.
It's getting some.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, when you're 16 years old, though, and you're on television for two straight days like that, it's pretty hard. And again, he would have been blurred. Honestly, the media did not used to identify people under 18 years old, even if they committed crimes. I mean, real crimes. You wouldn't see a kid's face on TV.
Do they blur Nathaniel Abraham? I mean,
I don't recall. We could probably see his.
Obviously, he would have been named after being charged as an adult. But I don't even remember.
I don't really remember either. That was a pretty long time ago. But, you know, if you remember, like, you know, rape victims, anybody would always be blurred.
Yeah.
the blue dot lady in the William Kennedy Smith thing.
Just
minors in general. In something like that, although he didn't, I don't know. I think the media would have been a lot more cautious back in the day. And his lawsuit will be very interesting. I mean, there's some real shitty things said about this kid.
Speaking of naming victims and assailants, so with the Bobbitt thing, there's the new documentary out called Lorena on Amazon. They didn't name either person for a while because they were both considered defendants in two separate trials.
Well, she was claiming a sexual assault, so.
But he was a victim too, because his dick got cut off. So they didn't name either one for the longest time. You know who got named first out of that?
I don't remember.
Lorena did, because she hired a PR firm. And so the reporter's talking, and he says to his, he's like, I tell my editor, well, she's hired a PR firm, and the editor goes, go ahead and name her. She knows she's expecting to be named now. Like that.
Somebody get a dick?
That was the standard they used, was the fact that now she hired a PR firm. It's considered okay to publish her name, which I thought was really odd.
I don't think the desire to out people was as strong. I mean, there was just generally an environment of restraint as opposed to, get the clicks!
Well, the freep,
get out there and get clicks!
The freep restrained on naming the gymnast at Michigan because of the power dynamic. She was of age.
That was very weird.
Mm-hmm.
That was very strange. She was arrested. I wonder how far that's going to go. is Ryan Adams. I'm surprised they named his victims, as there's a power dynamic. Although,
you know what, the
women seem to be using some power of their own because they were having consensual sex with him.
Yeah, no,
they didn't seem to want to have.
They were all named. The 14-year-old was not. They used her middle name.
No, and she shouldn't be named.
And now the FBI is looking into him. Although there's another really interesting development with Ryan Adams. Did you see the other development?
Outside of this case?
Well, with Ryan Adams.
Well, I saw Liz Phair and another female said they had bad experiences with him.
He's been dropped by many, many radio stations. He's been dropped by 3 sponsors.
See ya.
I wouldn't want to be a sponsor.
And his album release has been canceled.
Oh.
Which is interesting, because when the story first came out, many people compared him to R. Kelly. And look at what's happened with R. Kelly. Look how long that took. Isn't that really odd?
Yeah, that's pretty strange. Because, I was going to say there's a 14-year-old, but R. Kelly pissed in a 14-year-old's mouth.
Yeah.
And we all saw it.
And other underage women came out against R. Kelly.
Ryan Adams doesn't
story.
Sell records like R. Kelly, though.
Well, that's got to be what the meaning is. Although he had a new single called Fuck the Rain.
R. Kelly?
No, Ryan Adams. You don't find that the least bit odd?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it's bizarre.
Well, he's just not that big a star. I mean, it's like football players are getting trouble. I mean, Kareem Hunt signs with Cleveland.
I guess I underestimated what a star R. Kelly still is.
Well, obviously he's not worth as much money as he used to be because now people don't mind dropping him as much.
Bentley was defending.
He played at Little Caesars Arena 8 months ago.
He did? Did anybody go?
Yes.
Any guys go?
I don't
go?
Think it was a sellout. I don't know.
Besides Jim? Bentley was defending him on Texas Weekend. So, well, he does have the one good song.
He has songs. He's got a lot of songs people like. But I was amazed that Little Caesars Arena would want him playing there. I was really surprised. Because there were protests.
Oh, you're talking about R. Kelly. I thought you were talking about Ryan Adams.
Oh, no. He couldn't play Little Caesars Arena.
I was confused. Yeah, that's what I was surprised about.
Yeah, people dropping his records already. I think he's just not important to format. I just don't think he's an important artist. So it's not a big deal to say we're not going to play Ryan Adams. Who plays Ryan Adams anyway? On tree stations?
Billboard spoke to multiple radio stations that have been playing Adams in heavy rotation prior to the New York Times story on Wednesday. Some said no comment on the decision to drop his single Fuck the Rain. But this one programmer at a Virginia station said, once we got text of him sexually harassing a 14-year-old girl, it was like, no, we have to stop. As of midnight, it's gone. I mean, all of it, it's gone. The entire
R. Kelly performed it. Was it with Lady Gaga? Was it the AMAs or MTV Awards or Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, that's right.
Saturday Night Live had him on.
Yeah. That's so weird.
I mean, that's pretty fucking incredible, isn't it? And what about Chris Brown? 2 years after he beat the shit out of Rihanna, he was playing at the Grammys.
But not Ryan Adams.
Nope. He's not good enough.
His sponsor, the guy that provides amplifiers, has dropped out. I don't know. I just really
I don't think he's a real important endorsement name, so...
Yeah, so it's easy to drop.
It's easy to drop him.
But he also had 3 albums planned for release in 2019.
Oops.
They've been canceled, so.
Yeah, he's. Do you have your passport? He's going to have a tough time going forward.
The song's better than Girl, Fuck the Rain.
It's way better. Back
with Rob. This is really catchy. I mean, I have to separate this from R. Kelly myself, so I know how it feels.
Nice that a throwaway song you did live to get girls to come over from Ethiopia is better than any song Ryan Adams has ever released.
It is. It just is.
It gets stuck in your head.
America. America. And it mentions America. Who would love America more than R. Kelly? America
isn't just all about you.
Oh, you know who that chick is?
Who?
Is that from Covington?
America isn't just all about you.
Oh, never mind. I think it's the Covington. I thought it was the sweetheart girl they got yelled at. The In All About You, Sweetheart chick?
Oh, her.
In All About You, Sweetheart.
I haven't heard from her in a while.
I think that is her. That is the Sweetheart chick.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're both out on the same day.
I don't know. But I do want to tell you about Dr. Roche and boobs. People are getting breast implants on a weekly basis, the offices of Dr. Roche, and walking out. You can see the before and after pictures at DRROCHE, www.DRROCHE. And it's a life changer for a lot of people who felt insecure and suddenly feel a lot better, especially in clothes, of course. Gives them an additional confidence. And not to mention all the other things they do at the offices of Dr. Roche. They've had the Like Me, Love Me, Really Love Me specials for Valentine's Day, which I think end Monday if you want to call during the day and make an appointment. If you
love me.
If someone really likes you or you really like someone or really love them or love them, you could probably call and get an appointment or at least set something up tomorrow. But they're doing a lot of body tight over there. They're doing a lot of Diva, which that was it's a popular Valentine's Day thing, doing the Diva. Because
looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Yeah, in and out a couple times, the G-shot, the people, I mean, watching a little conference of women talking about Diva and how much improved their sex life, it is pretty hot.
They're in, pretty, out, in, out three times.
Ladies are really happy.
Yeah.
248-338-1110 to call for a consultation. And we talked also about the 39% of Americans who have tattoos who want them gone. Well, Dr. Roche's office is where you can do that. If you've got one you want gone, you want it erased, it's not going to happen on the first try, but they'll get it off, darn it. They've got the lasers for that. They've been doing it for a long time. Hair removal, too. And many, many other things. Just about anything you can do cosmetically, they can do it. 248-338-1110. And Mother Nature's been punishing all of us this winter, but our friends at Zot Dodge Ram want to ease your pain and suffering. During Ram Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram is offering new 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at just $99. Boy, here's $99 again. You heard right, $99 a month. That's cheaper than your cable TV bill. Boy, it's a lot cheaper than my cable TV bill. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting on your ass at home watching TV at home. So go see my friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. No, they don't have a Maz, but they do have a Stephanie, and she's better looking. Visit Stephanie. Or give her a call. I've heard about Stephanie because people have...
She sounds hot.
People have bought cars or leased cars from Stephanie. From this audience, give Stephanie a call. Get yourself a new Ram for $99 a month, only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And Dr. Yaldo had a busy 2018 with more than 50 of our listeners trusting their vision to Dr. Yaldo. Happy with the results. The best decision they ever made in so many cases. People said that. We could read so many of those custom LASIK and multifocal implants for people 50 plus are life-changing. No one in Michigan has done more of each than Dr. Yaldo. Freedom, lifestyle, convenience, reading tiny type, getting better than 20/20 vision in so many cases, supervision, seeing distant options or distant objects with HD precision without glasses or contacts, and getting rid of all that, oh God, all the contact boxes I have and little containers and the... What a pain in the ass. The evaluation is free. Then there's a Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Did you want to call the Crafty Beaver? They're going to close soon.
Yeah, I thought we were going to call them.
Yeah.
I thought there was something wrong.
Got waylaid.
They sold the rope.
There's the numbers.
To Smollett's buddies.
Yeah. What are their names? I don't even know their names.
I'll look up. Hold on. Smollett's trainer.
Oba.
And Abe. Wasn't the other one Abe?
Did they select this music?
Yeah. Well, this is the Beaver song. Crafty Beaver.
Hey, Crafty Beaver. This is the Drew and...
Crafty Beaver Lawrence.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike Show. Is this the store that sold the rope to Jesse Smollett's buddies?
We don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Did you recognize those two brothers that were in the news?
Nothing's confirmed at all yet. We don't think it was actually purchased here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't your store. Was it? Is there another Crafty Beaver there?
Well, the stories are conflicting right now. A lot of the stories are saying it's a True Value or an Ace.
Oh, I see.
There are a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of confusion out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts of the story, no doubt about it.
Nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, it's not...
Like, yeah, it's not like the store did anything wrong.
Yeah.
But so do you still believe Jesse?
What's that?
Are you still supporting Jesse Smollett, or are you kind of questioning the story a little bit?
I have no comments on it.
No comment?
You know, the interesting thing was they said that the security tapes get erased after a week. Is that true for every Crafty Beaver?
Thanks, guys. Nothing to say.
What?
Thank you.
What happened?
Let's go snip out some beef.
I'm suspicious of him.
Nice.
So was he all lawyered up?
Nice saying that. Well, you guys didn't do anything wrong. Do you still support him?
Well, I just want to know. I mean, some people still support him, believe it or not.
I love that the Crafty Beaver is now throwing True Value under the bus. It could have been them. Call them.
There's a lot of confusion.
Is this the other Crafty Beaver?
Crafty Beaver Central, may I help you?
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike show calling. We were trying to verify that this is the store that sold the rope to Jesse Mollett's trainer buddies, the two brothers.
I, no comment. Thank you.
No comment. What do you mean? No comment. That makes it sound like something happened.
I'm not in.
Were you part of the conspiracy? I'm kidding.
Are you the one that sold it?
There's three locations. This is not the one.
We already called the other two.
Okay, thanks for the. I appreciate the tip. I'm reading between the lines here. That was great.
Ooh, he just threw the other one under the bus because the third Crafty Beaver is way up in Skokie, and there's no way they went up there.
I don't know. They went in the southwest suburbs to mail the letter. Somebody
That's
did.
That's true. They are crafty.
That beaver weighs almost as much as little Layla.
Crafty Beaver clearly does not want any part of this.
Why? It's good to advertise. I didn't even know they existed. Just like I didn't know Jesse Smollett existed.
I didn't either.
Everybody's a winner in this story except for the police that wasted their time.
I knew him from Mighty Ducks.
He
was in the original.
Yeah, when he's 13.
Yeah.
You recognized him? Like,
no way.
I think at some point, I don't know when, but I actually looked up the cast or whatever. What are they doing now? Maybe it was one of those clickbait of the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
And he was in part one with his brother. It was Jesse and Terry, except he played Terry, even though his name was Jesse. And he didn't come back in part two to play for the United States.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
He hates America.
Right.
That's why. So, here's part two we never got to from GMA on Thursday. And I guess there was supposed to be another part on Friday, which... It's crazy, never aired.
Requesting a report. It said a noose was placed over the friend's neck.
I want that video found so badly because for probably four reasons. Number one, I want them to find the people that did it.
Number two, I need it for my
number
reel.
Number two, I want them to stop being able to say alleged attack. Number three,
I want them to see that
I fought back.
Oh, you
and I want a little
back.
Gay boy who might watch this to see that I fought back.
It does
not take anything away from people that are not able to do that. But I fought back. They ran off. I didn't.
What do you say to gay man? A young gay person?
To learn to fight. And I don't just mean like learn to fight. I mean learn to fight.
Man up. Stop crying.
Learn to be a fighter. I am not advocating violence at all. So let's be clear about that. If you're going to die...
What is going on in his head?
Fight until you do.
Oh, I think he believes it by now.
Because if you don't fight, you have no chance.
Long.
I have fought for love. I'm an advocate.
Oh, my God.
I respect
too much
the people who I am now one of those people who have been attacked in any way.
To put
you
on
do
a performance
a disservice
like this, Drew, you
when
have
you lie
to believe
about
it.
Things like this.
If the attackers are never found,
he's fighting for his life,
though. How will you be able to heal?
I could speak for 3 hours without a...
I don't know. Let's just hope that they are. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
let's not go there.
Fake.
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
I'm just glad I was able to do my concert.
I said, I just want them to find
audience.
Them. And she said, sweetie, they're not going to find them. And that just made me so angry because... So I'm just going to be left here with this?
Oh, my God, he looks... This
you know
is
what I'm
so
saying?
Fake.
Like, I'm just going to be
it's
left
gone.
Here.
Just don't worry about it.
With
it's gone.
With like, so they get to go free and go about their life and possibly attack someone else. And I'm here to left with the aftermath.
Robin is really
cool.
Busting his balls here.
That's
I got
to
give her
cool
credit.
That's not okay. So
she might be the second biggest loser in this thing next
it
to
will
him.
Be to find them, but we gotta. I still want to believe, with everything that has happened, that there's something called justice.
And then I'll get more screams.
He's very clear about the reasons why he sat down. It's been 2 weeks since
that night in Chicago, and we talked for about an hour, and there's so much more of the interview that's going to be on Nightline.
You saw the whole thing?
Just about all of it, yeah. It's the whole
George was not paying attention.
Well, you kicked his ass, Robin.
Great job, Robin.
Wow.
Yeah, great job.
Are you okay?
Strahan agrees.
Thank God you have the day off tomorrow, Robin. She was not on there on Friday.
Could they possibly get him to confess and say that that was part two?
I wouldn't lie to you guys.
We've been holding part two for a week.
They did say they had another part.
He had the confession before anyone else.
I'm going to predict that she's off tomorrow. There's no way. There's no way. She can't cover the story anymore. She's been compromised. I predict she's off all week, and they'll claim that, oh, no, that was a pre-planned vacation.
You know, I'm amazed she was off Friday because they promoted part two Friday. So you figure she's got to be there, of course. She's going to want to introduce it. So that story was so important to her. Why is this story so important to her?
Because she cares way more than any person cares about anything all the time.
It's another news story.
Not to her. That's real life. She's the worst.
Well, then
I'm
she's
sorry.
Not. She's not a good. She shouldn't be doing this.
She shouldn't.
If this matters, if the outcome of this matters that much to her, she shouldn't be doing this.
She's too affected by every story. She should not be doing this. Let her do little lifestyle stories elsewhere.
She taught Liam Neeson some great lessons in that interview. She was not nearly as wimpy with Liam Neeson.
Which was another fabricated story.
I know. He thought he was making up a good story to sell his movie. Oops.
Womp, womp.
Oh, boy.
What a dope.
That didn't go very well. That didn't go very well. What happened to that drop? Oh, that didn't go very well. Remember that guy?
No.
He kind of flubs his lines, and he goes, oh, that didn't go very well.
Oh.
What was that? People used to love that drop. Yeah. Clark was a big fan of it.
Oh, and he restarts, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he
comes. I don't know.
He really fumbles it.
Oh, why?
He says, that didn't go very well.
Yeah, he was doing a screen test.
Is that what he was doing?
I thought so.
Jesse has a very aggressive defense team. I mean, he's got a defense team now.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird when the guy announced on WGN that he was his defense attorney. But defense attorney?
Is it Cohen's lawyer?
No. He's got two guys now, and I'm trying to remember what case they worked on. It was a big case. They didn't win, but it was a big case.
I thought one of them was Cohen's lawyer at first.
That's what he said Friday on Ro Khan's show in Chicago, and I guess he's not his attorney anymore because he said that day, as of right now, I am.
When I first heard that he hired Michael Cohen's lawyer, I'm like, Lanny Davis? Jesse Smollett's going to have a GoFundMe. Wasn't Lanny Davis?
Yeah, yes, he was.
And he had a GoFundMe for Michael Cohen.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it?
Hey!
That didn't work out well at all, did it? Okay, that didn't work out either. Great, I'll just shut up now. The first part was good, though. The second part wasn't good at all. Okay, great. But the first part was wonderful. It was on point. Okay, you want me to continue, or should I just keep embarrassing myself from further? Okay.
There it is!
It's Jesse Smollett.
It's American Idol.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all.
Man! I can't believe you remember that. That's awesome.
So Jesse has this very aggressive defense team. They said anyone who questions his story is a liar. I thought that was a really bad word to use in their statement last night.
Well, you know, Jesse, the best defense is a strong offense.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word liar, though. I thought that was a mistake. I think they came on a little too strong.
What does he have to lose now?
I would almost be maybe dropping some hints that the story's not exactly the way it happened, but something did happen to him, though. Because
yeah.
I think some people might believe that. Well, something happened.
What could he say? I'm just...
I don't, honestly, I think he should just fess up right now. I'm assuming it's a, here's what I'm afraid is going
to
happen.
Maybe he wants to see if he's being charged. Do you want to fess up and then?
Well, they can work out a plea agreement, I'm sure.
When he'll fess up.
I just think the sooner he fesses up, the better. The more this goes on like this with his attorneys calling people liars.
Drew, think of the little gay boy who wants to make up a story someday. You've got to keep fighting. That was his whole point.
He's the gay Tupac.
What?
He said that.
Well, now you got to keep fighting. Now he's an example for all liars out there.
Yeah, but you know
what? He's an example for liars to not back down.
You know what's going to happen? I think they're going to really go after this. They'll go after Chicago police.
Yeah,
they're racist. They have a bad history. Those two guys, one of them was charged with or investigated for murder. They declared bankruptcy. They're big fat liars, zeros. It was his personal trainer. He made friends with this guy, and he stabbed him in the back. I mean, they're going to have to trash those two guys. They're going to trash the Chicago police. And I don't know. I think he will draw more hatred.
Good luck with that.
But that's what they did last night.
With the letter?
Good luck. Yeah, they said anyone who doesn't believe him is a liar.
Okay.
Good luck.
I would say, you know, shouldn't he just say, I need to go to rehab, I got anger management problems, I have a pick the drug, I don't know what drug would be best.
Except he's, yeah, you're right.
You know, I'm a heroin addict. Nobody knew it, but I was shooting heroin, tons of it, every day.
That's why he was attacked.
Go to fake rehab, make himself throw up and have fake sweats.
Maybe that's what you should say.
Swallow some poison or something.
He should go to rehab. He was trying to buy drugs from these guys, and they jumped him. That's why he gave them money. He wasn't giving them money for rope.
Yes, and he was afraid he would be outed as a drug addict. He has a disease.
Yes.
It's drugs.
Yep. And because
he has an anger management problem.
This is a famous star.
He thought they thought it all happened because he was gay and black.
I could see this happening. I could see him claiming that he was buying drugs from these guys.
I just think the whole MAGA country story, if he can get away from that and just say it was about a sex.
Well, to get away from that, you fire the manager who is the one that brought that in to the whole story.
Well, the manager, he hasn't said a word.
I know. I'm
Where is he
obsessed
in this whole thing?
With this manager.
Come on, manager.
What's his name again?
Brandon
Z. Moore.
Oh, he gets a middle initial?
Great name.
Yeah, he's that important. I just think... Wouldn't it be better to just end this thing? If he fights, continues insisting his story is what it is, which is not in any videotape. Don't get the guy saying... He paid us. We bought the rope at this store. Blah, blah, blah.
His manager, honestly, is like 20 years old.
He didn't look that young to me.
Really? Oh,
I don't think so.
Huh.
I mean, can he mea culpa and can he possibly mea culpa his way out of this? Ask for forgiveness?
Sure. Yeah. I can see him doing that.
I mean, this can be tough because assuming this is what the Chicago police are suggesting it is now, this is so bad. I mean, this is really bad. This is Morton Downey-ish.
Yeah.
Morton Downey. It finished Morton Downey.
Brandon Z. Morris deleted his Twitter.
What?
Yeah. He was probably loud as hell about it.
I bet he was. There was a lot of Twitter deletions going on last night.
Huh. Over this stupid story. It's funny, too, in that GMA interview where he's like, it does more harm to make something up like this. It's like he was prophetic. He knew what was going to happen.
No, it's
never been worse.
It's a total disaster. I mean, to quote the president, this is a total disaster.
It's never been worse.
That's what he sounded like.
What a mess.
It is a fact, though. It's going to a grand jury, which...
I have to believe gay people will hate him. Black people will hate him. And who won't hate him? Who will like him? Can he spin out of this?
White social justice warriors.
I mean, is there some way out of this? I don't see any way out of this. I mean, he basically...
No, you already laid the groundwork down. You should have kept it to yourself and sold him your services as a PR department. PR Drew.
I tried. I'm trying.
Claim you have an addiction problem. Go away for a while. Relax in Malibu.
Save anger management problems from being gay and black.
That was another thing from the Lorena Bobbitt special, that they shipped John off to a ranch after it happened to get away from the public eye.
He loves the public eye.
Where's my dick? Where's my dick?
But he loved. I guess, can I play that part? Let me see if I can find it. Hang on. Do you care if I play that part?
No.
I just thought it was interesting that they sent him off to a ranch. The first thing he does when he gets to the ranch, too, of course, is starts banging some chick.
Of course.
Wait, how long after that was always they reattached the first, this was that?
I think a year maybe.
It couldn't have been a year because we saw him.
When were the trials going on?
Oh, yeah. God, I don't know if a year went by.
The doctor said they didn't know if it would work until 2 years afterwards. You can't stop John from having sex.
Was it really that
long? Oh, 5 months.
John Wayne Bobbitt's not guilty verdict. He got as far 5 months away after from the verdict. Scene of the event as he could.
It's kind of fun watching John Wayne Bobbitt, the cowboy.
John Wayne went west.
Once he was acquitted, everybody was looking to get an interview with John.
You a cowboy?
But Lorena's trial was coming up.
This is his lawyer.
And I suggested that John should stay out of the press until hers is over.
Pretty good idea.
So they found this ranch outside of Colorado Springs that John could live on where nobody would find him.
Yeah, except he's got to be around those people.
Yeah, but he's in the middle of nowhere.
I know, but he stirs up shit everywhere.
Me and my brother Brett went out there for a few months, and it was nice. It was great. We rode horses, and we had little bulls. We walked around, groomed, and got prepared for shows. One of them got away. It's a 1,000-pound bull. His name is High Roller.
Oh, boy. He remembers his name.
And jumped up and karate kicked me right in where I got operated.
What?
I never knew
I was
that.
Down in the ditch.
Make that up.
I gotta ask you, though.
Elizabeth
especially after what's happened
High
to you.
Roller?
Riding horses, riding bulls. I mean, is that painful?
Well, oh, wow. Yeah, it is. Sometimes. Yeah. But I'm getting better.
Somebody got a dick?
Look at all these pictures.
He's great at answering questions.
It felt great. Yeah, it felt good. It felt good to be on the ranch.
Are you okay?
He's going to start banging a chick immediately.
There, Stephanie, she became my girlfriend.
Of course.
We had a lot of good sex.
What?
John. I felt good being with her. She was a great girl.
What happened to her?
I kind of wished, I would have, stayed with her, but... I got sidetracked.
You got sidetracked, Drew.
By some more ass.
By Hooters.
Someone called me and said, look, John is talking about leaving the ranch. So I called John and he said, well, there's a John Wayne Bobbitt lookalike contest going on locally somewhere in Colorado Springs at what it was called Hooters. And he said, I think I can win it. I said, well, I would hope so. But John, please don't go off the ranch.
Went there to
he
get
unfortunately
laid.
Did not listen to me.
He didn't win the lookalike contest.
He went there to get hosed is why he went there.
He left the ranch to go to Hooters. They have a lot of funny video when he was on Stern's New Year's Eve show.
Oh, yeah.
His first, like, big media thing.
Yes, that was huge.
Carjacking capital of the world. It's the Miss Howard Stern New Year's Rotten Eve pageant.
Of course, the crowd loved how Howard arrives on a shitter, by the way, coming up.
It's time to meet the judges.
Miss Howard Stern, they must have had some hot
Wayne
chicks.
Bobbitt. The great John Wayne Bobbitt.
The crowd loves him.
Of course. Penis is successfully
John
reattached.
John, of course, had a terrible situation. John, seriously, what happened to you is horrible, and that's why we're raising money for you tonight.
Where's
Howard
my
Stern
dick?
Had his annual Miss New Year's Eve pageant, if you will. Well, he decided to make it a telethon, raise money for John Wayne Bobbitt. With the money calling in, they had this penis meter that would go up every time. I mean, the whole show was just a farce.
A farce?
It was unbelievable.
Let's see how you did there, John Wayne Bobbitt. Take a look and tell me how much money you raised tonight.
Well, we got $190,900 raised.
That is beautiful. $190,000. Let's raise that penis, John. It has been a pleasure raising money for you and your penis. Congratulations,
the penis
John
meter.
Wayne Bobbitt.
The whole time she's stroking it.
That's a pretty good penis, I gotta say.
Yeah, this I'm only about an episode of a half through, and I think it's taking more of a serious tone, which is kind of a bummer.
Is there any more John, though? John's
Oh, here's
always.
Where he meets the volunteer firefighters that found his dick. At the spot organ. Where they found his dick.
And then once we found it, we packed in ice and brought it to you as fast as we could. We knew that it was
very important. I'm really glad I met you guys.
The traffic was going the other way, so it was a little bit easier getting there. So.
Yeah, I owe you guys a lot. You know,
where's my dick? Where's my dick?
Bob now seems to be on a campaign to improve his
How
image.
How awkward is that, where he has to meet the guys that found his penis?
Improve his image?
What?
25 years ago.
Here's John today.
I went on tour before Lorena's court case, so I was having a lot of fun doing Howard Stern.
Guess what radio show they did not use?
Separate parts shirts.
They used another radio show, though.
And sold a lot of them, signed a lot of autographs. And on the back it says Love Hurts.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
You have that shirt.
Does hurt sometimes.
I do.
Yeah, these are these jamokes they used.
What show is
radio
this?
Radio television. You know, it's great, you know, being in the spotlight and, you know, people wanting to autograph, meet with you, hang out with you, and going to clubs. And, yeah, John Wayne Bobbin in the house, you know, and I go to concerts and people are screaming my name and all that. And
low energy person.
WDVE.
People.
Oh, that's Pittsburgh.
Sympathize, I guess.
That was a good show, actually.
You know, can relate.
A little jamoke-ish.
Obsessive relationships.
Am I wrong here, or was your wife a crazy bitch?
I think everybody's slowly figuring that out. Yeah.
I think the most amazing thing is what a bad interview he can be. But I think that's what makes him great.
No, once you're used to his pace, it can be a lot of fun talking to John.
Let's see if I can find another good part. Oh, the first time they show him in the documentary. Well, here's some
of
the...
There's got to be some jokes. I mean, doesn't John do some of his stuff?
Right off the bat.
And
here's some of the cops that were called to go find his dick.
To go to the apartment and look for the appendage.
To this time, they thought was in the apartment, not that she threw it, you know, out of her car.
We didn't have some.
Let's see your penis.
Everything that we communicated amongst each other was over the radio. Thought in my mind, I said, I can't say penis on the radio. There's seven words you can't say on TV. I'm sure penis somehow winds up in there.
That's all changed.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Now they say cock.
I was directed to the room where the victim was, and when they pulled back the sheet, I saw a man's testicles or scrotum without the penis.
Oh!
It was cut very clean.
Not yet. They will. It was a very clean cut.
I get this call. I can't remember exactly. Something like 4 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. My wife actually was away with the kids, so it was just me by myself. I said, do you have the part? And they said, we don't. I said, so should I bother coming down? I said, if you can't find it, I can't put it back on.
And at that point, it hadn't been. It hadn't been found. It hadn't been heard from.
It
was lost in action. And so when I got to the ER,
I
was confronted with John on his back. Bleeding profusely. He'd lost about a third of his
Just
blood
don't
volume.
Worry about it. It's gone.
And at that point, the only option was to do what we call a perineal urethrostomy, which is to expose the mid bulbous urethra to the perineum so he could sit to pee like a woman for the rest of his life.
Oh,
and that's where I thought we were headed.
That's not funny.
If you don't have it.
Why are you smiling?
Right?
Here's John. John's first appearance. It's, of course, a cough.
John Wayne Mug.
Low energy person.
Look at that giant drink he has. He's got movie seating.
I have another cup I can use.
Slow down.
Huh?
What?
Huh? He's got a giant 44-ounce plastic gun.
I remember her playing with me. Playing around with me while I was sleeping, but I, you know, I think she was trying to get me excited or something.
Then she put her arms around me. At the same time, I started falling asleep again. You know, falling back to sleep.
Well, she was playing around with me. You know, when I was sleeping, because I remember her, you know, playing around. And then
got that.
It was a pull, then a jerk.
It was horrifying. It was it was terrifying. I was confused. I thought I was dreaming. And I'm thinking, okay, Freddy Krueger's hand came through the wall.
Clever.
Harry, I'm bleeding to death, bleeding blood everywhere. And my
At least you can joke about it today.
And all I can think of now is I better not go back to sleep.
You think?
So,
I collected myself and applied pressure, and my friend Robbie was staying with us. I woke Rob, my friend, up. I kicked him, and he didn't realize what was happening.
How many people
just woke up asleep? I kind of was like waiting for my friend to get ready because he went and brushed his teeth.
What?
So what? Why do you think she did this to you?
Well, I was divorcing her.
Isn't it kind of cool, though, how they interspliced him now telling the story? His story's never changed, like Jesse Smollett.
It's true. And O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. Let's see. The crime scene. Crime scene tech was kind of interesting. Let's see if this is her.
So when I came in the first thing in the morning, I was told to respond over to Maplewood Drive in regards to
they talked
a wife
to
that
everybody
cut her husband's penis
doc.
Off. And the sergeant at the time, Jerry Hawks, advised that they thought she had swallowed the penis. So I had
what?
To go over there.
They thought Lorena
like, immediately,
cut it off
as
and
soon
swallowed
as I
it.
Got in the door.
What, stuck in her throat, so she just cut it off so she could swallow it?
That sounds delicious.
She was choking on it. That was the only way
when
to get
I arrived
it out.
On the scene, the first thing I noticed was there was blood droplets in the parking lot next to where these cars
were. Yeah, so they knew. At this gross. Part, they knew. And I didn't know this. Did you know she threw it like a hook shot out of the car?
No, I didn't know it was a hook shot. I just thought she chucked it like a jumper.
Like this, like, right? Yeah. No, she went like that over the car.
Really?
And she even, there's parts in here.
That's a pretty good toss. I mean, she had to get it over the car.
There's part in here.
Fortunately, it wasn't in the road.
She even talks about, like, about cutting it off and starts laughing.
Mike Perry got there. He walked up to the sergeant and asked him, said, hey, where's it at? And
hey, where's
the sergeant just took his hand and just pointed straight down. He wouldn't even get close to it. I mean, he would just came, it's right there.
Officer Hurley was religious, and he didn't want to apparently put his hands on it. But I heard Sergeant Hurley stepped on it.
What a hero.
Stepped on his dick. Oh, nice going, Sergeant Hurley.
And then Officer Perry retrieved it.
The guy wouldn't touch it
In
with
fact,
gloves on
to
because
he's
religious. In
pictures a couple days later.
Is he afraid it was going to get hard?
Standing next to where he found
There's
it.
A picture of
pointing
is he afraid he's going to become
ground.
Gay? Yeah. He's going to end up swallowing it.
A very much a professional.
Pick it up.
It's Lorena.
From a grassy area. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
She's even laughing about it. Hilarious, Lorena.
I'm not quite sure why nobody wanted to handle this thing, but rescue squads have gloves, so that was always fortuitous. Yeah. And with that, it was carried ceremoniously into the 7-Eleven, where
it's a good thing when your urologist is
ice.
Laughing about your dick.
A hot dog bag of all things.
Oh, from 7-Eleven, I think.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So
again.
I pushed John
that's
up to the said, OR yeah. and knew that I had this item on its way.
Item. You want to see it cut off?
I guess.
The part comes in, and we're washing it up the sink with some Visahex, and then
there it is.
Oh, God.
Looks Whoa. Like a thumb.
God.
Yeah, it wasn't very big.
They're pretty clean.
Let's
cut,
see your
though.
Penis.
Now, do you want to see his torso without it?
Ice.
I was that one. I'm not. That was shocking.
So gets put back on.
Soak it in salt water and see if it
I've never
up.
Done one of these before. I do microsurgery at the time, but I sort of had a game plan, which was essentially just connecting the artery.
Tape it back
the,
on.
Let me see that hot penis of yours.
Ew! Gross.
Isn't that wild?
Oh God. My dick wouldn't look like that if it was cut off. Either part.
I've heard you had a great cut.
It would not look like that. I refuse to acknowledge that it would look like that.
Let's see. I think John's Gross. Got some more good jokes here.
It's so deflated, too.
Well, it was cut off. It was put on ice. It was shrinkage. It was put on ice, Drew.
I know. It's not fair. It's all wrinkled up. It's in a turtling state.
People were like, holy shit. Like,
it's a neighbor.
This woman chopped off this guy's dick. Ooh, in
Everyone
mind,
laughs.
Think
oh,
crazy.
It's so funny.
Of headlines.
Is this how people react to genital mutilation?
To be honest with you, when
another,
I found out
another
that,
neighbor
that happened.
Somebody from the apartment just told me, hey, she got this thing off. I said, what?
To see it on the news, what happened to
Andrew him? Andrew Dice Clay.
Very funny. Hey, Lorraine, come on. Where'd you throw it?
She told them where the dick was.
Whoopi.
See, I would not have told them.
There's John.
Yeah, I definitely have to get a good comedy script written up. Do some stand-up. Jeffrey Dahmer called Lorraine up and said, you can eat that.
Diddums.
Good thing they found it. Look real funny in a milk carton.
Diddums.
Oh, Johnny.
Doesn't even do a rim shot, right?
Journalists were looking for
people. Oh, Johnny.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
It's not a bad documentary. I haven't finished it, but.
The penis is reattached. John goes on, continues to be a lover of many women. He also had domestic violence charges multiple times after his penis was reattached, which is very disappointing to all of us. I went back today. I don't know why I bothered. I guess just because it reminds me so much of Jesse Smollett reminds me of Tawana Brawley.
Yeah.
Who's this slob who was 15 in 1987. And the way the story goes, she claims she was the victim of a crime. She was missing for a couple days. And it was November 28, 1987. Tawana Brawley was found in a trash bag with the N-word and bitch scrawled on her body in feces. Sounds like Disgusto, possibly. A more racist version of Disgusto?
It's poop.
In her first meeting with police, the teenager responded to questions with blank expressions, nods, and by scrawling notes. She said she had been abducted by two white men who dragged her into the woods where four other white men were waiting. Brawley, a cheerleader, what kind of cheer? She was definitely at the bottom of the pyramid.
Did someone tell you that?
Didn't offer much detail. She didn't give police names or detailed descriptions of the men she claimed had brutalized her almost nonstop for 4 days. What she did share, that one attacker had blonde hair, a holster, and a badge, sparked a media firestorm in New York City, which was still reeling from the killing of a black youth in Howard Beach, Queens, by a white mob. Firebrands Maddox and Mason, those are the attorneys, and a relatively unknown Al Sharpton jumped into the fray.
I was going to ask you, isn't this what really made Sharpton?
Yeah, this was where Sharpton started.
This is when he was fat, too.
And with great hair.
Within weeks, a suspect emerged. Fishkill police officer Harry Chris Jr., who'd been found dead in his apartment 3 days after the Brawley attack. But Steve Pagones, a Dutchess County prosecutor at the time, defended his dead friend, offering an alibi. They were Christmas shopping together on one of the days, and on the other days of the kidnapping, Chris was on patrol working at his job at IBM and installing insulation in an attic.
Wait, isn't this... So isn't the response to that to say, he did it too?
Brawley's handlers then claimed, without proof, that Steve Pagones was part of the white mob that kidnapped and raped the girl 33 times. Celebrities lined up to support Tawana, including Bill Cosby, who posted a $25,000 reward. Don King promised $100,000 for her education. And Spike Lee, who in his 1989 film Do the Right Thing included a shot of a graffiti message reading, Tawana told the truth. A grand jury reached a different conclusion. The jurors who heard from 100...
Did Tawana tell you that?
Wait, does that mean he supported her or did he say other things? I mean, that's just capitalizing story.
They had marches. I mean, they had giant marches for
her. I just wonder with Spike Lee.
A grand jury...
Did Tawana tell you that?
Interviewed 180 witnesses over 7 months, concluded in 1988 the entire story was a hoax. They determined Brawley had run away from home and concocted the story to avoid punishment from her stepfather, Ralph King, who had spent 7 years in prison in the 70s for killing his first wife. Oh, nice stepfather.
Jeez.
The suicide was unrelated. He killed himself over a failed romance. It's probable in the history of this state, never has a teenager turned the prosecutorial and judicial systems literally upside down with such false claims, said Supreme Court Justice S. Barrett Hickman at the time.
Judicial system!
For Pagones, the damage was done. His marriage unraveled. He ended up leaving his job as a prosecutor. He continued to proclaim his innocence, making it his life's mission to bring Brawley and her advisors to justice and compel them to tell the truth. He won his defamation suit. Maddox was found liable for $97,000, Mason for $188,000, Sharpton for $66,000, money that was paid by celebrity lawyer Johnny Cochran and other benefactors. So they raised money to pay, which years later, by the way, there was interest added. It was a lot more than that. And they raised money for the Brawley family.
Why the family? What do they get?
I don't know. It was like a GoFundMe. It was like a pre-GoFundMe, GoFundMe. And they bought, with the money, they bought, I believe it was a $300,000 ranch in Virginia Beach.
Did she have to pay back any of the people she...
She was sued fingered? By Pagones, too. Okay. And that's what the beginning of the story was about, was... let's see. 25 years after accusing an innocent man of rape, Tawana Brawley's finally paying for her lies. Last week, 10 checks totaling $3,700 were delivered to ex-prosecutor Steve Pagones, the first payments Brawley has made since a court determined 20 years ago that she defamed him with her hoax. Oof. A Virginia court this year ordered the money garnished from 6 months of Brawley's wages as a nurse there. She still owes Pagones $431 in damages, and she remains defiantly unapologetic. It's a long time coming, said Pagones, 52, who to this day is more interested in extracting a confession than cash. Every week she'll think of me, and every week she can think about how she has a way out. She can simply tell the truth. Brawley's advisors, the Reverend Al Sharpton, attorneys C. Vernon Mason and Alton Maddox, have already paid or are paying their defamation debt. But Brawley has eluded punishment. She's now forced to pay Pagones $627 each month for the rest of her life. Under Virginia law, she can appeal the wage garnishment every 6 months. So,
which I'm sure she does.
Or she could admit that she lied. She was asked by a New York Post reporter about the payments. I don't want to talk to anyone about that. Employing aliases including Tawana Thompson and Tawana Gutierrez. Shouldn't she change the Tawana?
Yeah,
wouldn't that help?
That's the memorable part.
She leads a relatively normal life, residing in a neat brick apartment complex, working as a licensed practical nurse at the Laurels of Bon Air in Richmond. She's also raising a daughter. Spotted one morning emerging from her house with a young girl and a man dressed in hospital scrubs. They left in separate cars. Brawley in a Chrysler Sebring. Ooh! Man and child in a Ford Taurus.
Well, the other other ones, too, are, which we talked about, the Virginia.
It's going Brawley.
Virginia rape. Oh, rape on the University of Virginia campus. The Rolling Stone
Rolling
article.
Oh, Rolling Stone, yeah.
Which was a total fabrication.
Well, the Duke lacrosse players. I mean, that was... terrible. Those guys were absolutely destroyed.
Yep. And that's because of one DA.
Yeah. Yeah, that...
rogue prosecutor.
That's quite the amazing... That was really incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, from start to finish, it was just amazing. I don't know. I mean, you almost read those stories and you go, how could that happen? How the fuck did that happen? So is there anything new about Smollett today?
No, just that it's going...
It's going Smollett!
Just that it's going to a grand jury.
Smollett?
Yeah, I told you that earlier. Yep. I mean, that's no big surprise, is it? That it's going to a grand jury to charge him? They'll indict him.
I thought they would just... I didn't think they need a grand jury.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, obviously, they've spent a ton of time on it already. Maybe they have all their ducks in a row. It just seemed like the thing was sort of breaking, but obviously they had done a ton of work behind the scenes in the period leading up to that. Yeah. I had heard that, and maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't, because some of the stuff out there is sort of like, really? Is this for sure? Do we know this? It was said that they already had his phone records when he gave them to them. They already had them.
Well, that,
and they used the redacted numbers. They used the numbers he redacted.
To start there?
To start there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting because it's kind of like the camera thing. They must have held something else back because if their first interview with him on the scene, they suspected something wasn't up. They're going to hold stuff back from him and see which way he leads them.
It also was made to sound like the Good Morning America interview was they really wanted to see that.
Yeah, I guess he really wanted to do it, too.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. What an idiot. I think he must have believed that. I mean, I saw someone writing a column on this, and the response was basically like, it was a lie that got away from him. And I'm sitting there going, I don't think that is a lie that gets away from me when you're insistent about going to the police, and then you're insistent about going on GMA, and then you're insistent on, at your show, standing on the stage and saying what he said.
They rehearsed it.
Well, I think that's up in the air now. According to the one story, because there's no video of them rehearsing it, unless maybe they workshopped it off site.
How in the world could he think that this, you know, because I thought, you know, when you say get away from him, I thought that maybe he just thought this is a way. I mean,
would care?
Was his face scratched in some real life?
Oh,
thing? I mean, did that really happen and he had to explain it to somebody? I don't know.
Who would he have to explain it to?
I don't know.
The producers of Empire. But
maybe he thinks that, you know, this would be a great way to get back at Trump. And he didn't expect it to be this big. Maybe it ended up being a little bigger than he thought.
Then why keep saying all the things and doing the interview?
Well, maybe he was enjoying it.
That's
obviously,
the other thing, too.
Obviously, he loves attention. He clearly loves attention based on this.
Well, I wondered, too, how many people, if they were legitimately attacked, I would think, although he's an actor. But
I always thought it was
that shaken up.
I thought he and the manager, I thought would call 911 right away.
Yeah.
Immediately. He's on the phone with him.
But wouldn't you expect him to cancel the show he had that weekend or the weekend after?
Yes.
So
it
the
sold
fact
out.
That kind of
great press for it.
Well, yeah, that kind of shows.
And if the show came out, nobody would go.
It kind of shows the motive for doing it. But if it was real, wouldn't you have just canceled that show? In other words, for being so viciously attacked and even having that letter, which scared Fox enough to offer security for him that he turned
down.
Yeah,
he had extra security at the show, though. They canceled the meet and greet for security reasons.
You would think if it was real
how
and you,
stupid
and you
is
weren't that?
That
famous, maybe you would lay low for a little bit for fear of being attacked again because they didn't finish the job. As opposed to
but
being
so
out. But
he beat him up.
There.
He fought back so hard.
Shut up. Knock it
he
off.
Did. He's tough.
His sentence should be just like one punch from that guy to see what it really would have done.
One sucker punch.
You want to go?
Because I was blown away by how big those dudes are, man.
Yeah, they're ripped.
If he's gonna keep fighting this thing, though, when are they gonna start attacking Chicago police? Chicago police. We know all about Chicago police. This is typical.
Chicago police are an easy target to attack.
Well, that's
because of the history.
Maybe that's,
no, that's
the route
the way
he's
going to go.
He's already gone that route already, claiming, you know, a gay black
they gotta
attack.
They got to do the rehab route.
I think so. I would go the rehab route and way exaggerate his substance abuse.
Yeah.
Way exaggerate. Yeah. Oh, my God. He was a mess. He couldn't even read his lines on the set. We had to edit them together.
And then just hang out at Malibu. You know, in a rehab. That's the way to do it.
Is there possible career rehab?
Yeah, oh, I think so. At least in the music world. They'll accept anyone.
I don't think people like his music, though, because he's been trying to get a music career going with... I mean, the show he did was for 300 people. It was a small venue.
Well, he's just starting out.
Yeah, but this is a little setback.
How old is he again? Because you told me
he's
I was
36.
Shocked. It blows my mind that he's 36.
Yeah, he's not, you know, if he was 22 or something, it'd be much easier to say, oh, he's a dumb 22-year-old. I mean, people who are 20, 22, they're dumb. They do dumb things. They're still kids nowadays. I think a 22-year-old is almost a kid.
Well, that manager looks pretty young, so.
Well, then maybe that'll be his excuse. 36, you're a pretty solid adult. I would think it'd be really hard to, it's not a young indiscretion.
I'm just looking at John Cusack's Twitter to see if he's putting anything.
As cute, there didn't seem to be anything on there. Oh, but read his Twitter.
My
Check
God,
out his Twitter.
Like,
he is so pissed.
He is retweet central. Why is he so mad about it?
He is so mad. I know, and John Cusack seems so chill to me.
Yeah.
Here's I love John Cusack.
There's a fun
God,
story.
You read his Twitter, it's like, holy fuck.
There's a fun story about John Cusack. Maybe he's just mishandles his phone.
Oh, made a little blunder. John Cusack has a little black book of women he's picked up on an A-list dating app.
Nice.
And the clueless 52-year-old may have mistakenly invited them all into the same online group chat.
Oops.
The hapless say anything star was attempting to do some housekeeping by organizing his conquest phone numbers into
Somebody
a category titled Friends on his cell phone.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all.
So he knew where to find them for a quick hookup. But instead, his phone created an open group on instant messaging app, WhatsApp, where all the women were visible to each other and began to rail on the notoriously single star. Is he organizing an orgy? Another chimed in. He'll be kind of busy because we're 50 women and one guy.
Not looking too good.
A message from his phone claimed he was hacked and he hadn't created the group.
Hey.
He's hacked. Star quickly exited, leaving the women free to gossip about his cheesy pickup lines. John May's excuses, but it's pretty obvious what happened. He's been having fun, but we'll be mortified by the whole ordeal. mortified.
I got a boner.
maybe this is a big plan by Cusack where he wants to get them all together for a super orgy.
Yes, he was left. After the outraged ones, after the outrage subsides.
That's pretty brilliant.
Could be. Most of the women had met Cusack on Raya, a dating app for celebrities?
Yeah. Never heard of
that. A dating
app
for celebrities?
What do you want? Get on? Jeez.
Other users past? No. The other users past and present include Kelly Osbourne, Paris Jackson.
What?
Chelsea Handler, John Mayer. Of course, John Mayer's on there. And Demi Lovato.
Oh, Demi.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice that I can tell.
Pull up this app, Brandon. Let's see who's on. What if it's like Cameo? We could see what people are on there.
Oh, Cameo. There's new excitement on Cameo, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
There's a few new ones.
This is Raya. I'm fascinated by this Raya.
You got to, like, join.
Sign up, Brandon. How do you prove your celebrity status to them?
Good question.
You have to be an influencer with so many Instagram followers?
You have to apply.
Is Tommy Lee off of it now that he's married?
And there's a wait list.
Tommy Lee. And Orlando Bloom.
Oh, they're engaged.
Katy Perry are getting married?
That's so nice. Yay.
What a power couple.
What
a power couple.
You can't get into Raya unless you apply to do it, so I can't get in there.
How appropriate, though, that Tommy Lee got married on Valentine's Day.
I know. He is such a romantic.
I don't know.
And I can't believe he married that dope.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Her vine is love. So bad.
They're so in love. This is how he announced it to the world on Instagram. There's a picture of a dog in a tux and a dog in a bridal like veil.
How adorable.
And he wrote, "Holy shit balls, we did it, Mr. and Mrs. Lee." And the first comment is, "So adorable." From Drew.
Oh, God. So that is so cute.
Ugly shit.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
Well, here's the new cameos.
Was Brandon
today.
There?
Oh,
maybe Brandon. He was the best man.
Brandon. Yeah, that was their song, was Brandon.
That's what they walked
They
down
danced
the
to that.
She has changed her Instagram handle to Brittany Furlan Lee.
Oh.
She's taken his name. So romantic.
I love that they got strings for this, too. It makes it so intense. It's so deep.
She...
Work so far.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Brandon.
She posted on Instagram on February 11th, 3 more days, and the first count underneath is, LOL, how's the hepatitis and daddy issues? You're his fifth.
Ah, boy.
Don't get too comfortable. Just take him for what's left of his money. That's another comment.
Has he been married 4 other times?
I don't know.
He's been married to Heather Locklear,
Pam
Anderson, and there was a first girl, too, in the 80s, early 80s.
Oh,
this
really?
This is his fourth marriage, I think.
Mm. That's oh, and they're on their honeymoon.
Elaine Starchuk?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Who the hell that is?
Brittany Furlan is hot. It's just, I don't know if I could stand a
oh, God,
same her, room. Her,
yeah, I could not listen to that.
Here, we'll roll through these cameos real quick. There's not, it's not a big
cameo.
Not a big list, but much like his father, the local guy here.
Hey guys, I'm Seth Gold from Hardcore Punk. I'm really excited to be part of the Cameo family. If you want a personal shout out,
is he gonna take business away from his dad?
They recorded it in the same exact spot.
No,
in front of the pawn sign.
$25 for him.
I think they're gonna take business away from each other.
How about this?
Yeah,
dude?
They should combine forces.
Wait, is that
Dee
Snider?
Yeah.
Dee Snider's on Cameo, all right!
Dana,
he's in the Cameo family.
This is not a dream. I am not appearing to you in a dream. I am appearing to you...
No, I'm looking at my phone.
I guess on your cell phone or your computer. Yeah. But I heard you had a mastectomy, and Twisted Sister came to you, and I'm sure it's for one effing reason, and that is because you're not going to take it. I know you got some chemo coming. You got something. You got some stuff ahead. Lies ahead of you. You are a fucking Wonder Woman. You are fucking all powerful. You will fucking conquer this thing. And always remember what I said. I wrote these words. I said it for just this reason.
We're not gonna take it. No. No, we ain't gonna take it. What? We're not gonna take it anymore. You can beat this fucking thing, girl. Do it!
All right.
I actually like D. Snyder.
He's okay.
It's a good interview.
How much for D?
50.
Say 150.
He is $150.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Did you buy one?
No.
And then today's headliner.
Jesse, congratulations on your new company, Juicy.
Kato Kaelin.
What a name. Oh, you know, you always dreamt of being a millionaire.
He's so wacky.
And all that hard work in finance and, doggone it, orange juice did it for you. You are working hard. Success for Jesse. Success for Jesse, Jesse. Fantastic job. Honey, can you get me a grapefruit juice? Yeah, okay, thank you.
He is so the... wacky.
Excuse me, Kato. You're on.
You mean Cameo? I am on your app now. Order me. I'm fun. Good night, Cameo.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
He's part of the Cameo family.
He's
That's
a
great.
Ham.
He
We're is... a team like OJ and Kato or Lyle and Eric Menendez.
Hey, Amy, happy late birthday. Your birthday is on Groundhog's Day. 6 weeks of being with Tyler. Actually, a whole lifetime with Tyler, because guess what? You're getting married in September to Tyler. Tyler the man. Amy, he loves you so much.
What are you doing,
Kato? Let me tell
you
a story. Oh, I missed it. Amy, happy Valentine's Day, too.
Slow down.
Happy late birthday. A marriage in September. You know, life is pretty much complete. I guess you rule. Love you. Goodbye, Amy. I gotta go.
Well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop.
What is the Juice going to get on Cameo?
Much for Kato.
The Juice would fucking clean up on Cameo.
Kato's going to be
$50.
$75.
What? Yeah.
He's cashing in on that
oh,
Big
come
Brother
on.
Fame.
He can't be $24 less than Andy Dick.
Honestly, could you imagine OJ being on here?
It yes. Would be great. Yes. I can totally.
Or like Anthony Weiner. Can you imagine Anthony Weiner being on
I think
here?
I would buy both of those.
Yeah, any infamous person.
Weiner's out, by the way.
I know. He could be on Cameo. Shirtless.
I don't know if he's allowed to because he has to register as a sex offender and they might have like rules on this.
What? A sex offender can't be on Cameo?
Is he having a press conference so somebody can ask him if he's 7 inches or more?
I hope so.
And if he shaves his chest?
Is he allowed? He's probably not allowed.
Are you more than 7 inches?
He's probably not allowed to be on social media.
I love the way he asks that.
Were you fully erect or are you capable
Were you fully erect more?
Will you help to support Arnold's love child?
Arnold's love child?
Will you maintain your hot physique and smooth, sexy chest?
Smooth, sexy chest.
As they're forcing him into an elevator.
Are you more than 7 inches?
Why did he have that press conference?
The press conference got so mad at him for doing
about?
That.
I don't know.
Because Weiner just went scrolling out.
It's a serious story. We don't want to hear about Carlos Danger.
Who's that, Brandon?
This is Tommy Lee's first wife. I just wanted to see who she was.
She's pretty, isn't she?
Where is she today? Is she on Cameo?
A monster.
Oh, my
rack.
Goodness.
That's for sure.
Wow.
She's only got 150 Twitter followers.
Okay.
Okay.
Any good pictures? Any better pictures?
She's on private.
Who is she?
There's some broad.
I don't know, Elaine Starchuk. Here's what she looked like when she was with Tommy. This was the mid-80s, so.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
They're nice. So cute together.
Hey, speaking of celebrity couples, Bentley sent me this. Go to Steve-O's Instagram page. Look at this picture he put up over the weekend.
Steve-O?
Yeah, apparently he's got a girlfriend that he's been with for a while.
Really?
The picture he posted. He wrote, "Look who joined me here in Vancouver. It's at Luxalot, and holy shit, is it on? Is it on?" And he's standing. He's in a hotel, and he's standing in a frame of a hotel window with the city behind him, totally nude. And she's mounting him.
Who took that picture?
That's the first thing I said to Jim. That's the best part. Someone else.
Room service took it.
But the other funny thing is he whited out her butt crack, so there's no nudity. So it's allowed on Instagram, because, you know, Instagram, no nipples, no nudity.
Nice.
That stupid white line on her butt crack. Yeah, I was looking at her Instagram, too. She's pretty hot.
Is she?
Yeah, there's
Let's
her.
Let's check her out.
And there's a couple pictures of her and Steve-O.
Steve-O.
I don't know.
But I thought that picture. Well, you don't like her?
Well, she just doesn't have a lot of pictures of herself.
She doesn't.
Well, isn't that
a
good
pretty
thing?
Disappointing. There's well, a couple when you want to see her.
Yeah. She's got some green blobs.
I like that she's just not a complete social media slut like most cute girls.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to see Steve-O nude with his chick mounted on him, go to his funny. Instagram with a white line on her butt crack.
Hey, should we call Dina Lohan's catfish?
Yeah.
We think that's a real number? Lindsay, by the way, is just bashing Celebrity Big Brother. The secrets my mom told me are going to expose all of you.
What?
Tamar Braxton, you are not a friend of women. You're deceptive and conning. What? Conning? Conning?
Not cunning.
Cunning. Oh, money is more to you than being a strong woman. And then she deleted them a little shortly after.
Lindsay's jealous.
How come Lindsay Lohan mama got a catfish?
By the way, ratings for Lohan Beach Club
catfish!
Are plummeting.
Dismal. Yeah.
Plummeting.
Yeah.
Show's been moving.
Does anybody want any more catfish?
8 to 10. Dina has been in a relationship for 5 years with this guy. She hasn't met him, though, because he's taking care of his mother. And he can't leave his, he can't leave his mother's side. And Dina can't be at his mother's side because his mother will be confused.
And yet, when this story came out, the media found him right away. And pictures of him.
They also found out there's another woman that he's been in love with for 4 years. And he told her that he broke up with Dina.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe it was Dina from Jersey Shore.
Wait, Tamar Braxton has a song called Catfish?
Ah, it's Dina. Oh, God.
I know. That Dina. Oh, what a mess. How did that Dina make the cut for Jersey Shore? I still don't get that. What's this guy's name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Everybody's name is Jesse today.
Is it J-U or J-E?
J-E.
Oh, God, it's like garbage.
Come on, dude.
Got a couple numbers.
Oh, he's got multiple phone numbers? Or you have multiple phone numbers?
Does anybody want any more catfish? There's just way too much Dina.
Somebody get a dick?
You know, Dina Lohan, to be waiting 5 years to meet a dude, she's 56. I mean, those are pretty critical years for meeting somebody, I would think, if she wants to.
I gotta say, maybe she just wasn't in a big hurry to meet him.
Sounded like she was, and the other chick said she was too. She wanted to meet him, but his mother was so sick, and he could not leave her side.
That's a likely excuse.
I think the fact that he loved his mother so much makes him more attractive.
Well, it's probably all a lie, though.
Well, maybe. With those eyes.
Period.
Leave a message, leave a number, and I promise I'll call you back.
Fake bullshit. Hey, Jesse. It's Drew. I was calling for Dina. We're trying to find out. She's trying to sort of move on, arrange something. I know you're with your mom, and I know she's not doing too well. That's what I was told. So anyway, if you want to call me back at the 248, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Good luck with mom.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
He needs some Player Dave lessons. Instead of stringing them on, just be honest with them. Just tell them.
Fire Festival 2 could
Fine.
Be happening.
I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
I hate you.
What do you think of Fire Festival 2? Ja Rule says
it could
happen.
Let's do it. I want to see it.
It's not my fault.
Make it happen.
Can they get the influencers back?
I only want to see it if Billy McFarland's a part of it. Can they put it together really quick in the same spot?
I don't think Billy will be able to participate. Maybe he can do it from prison. See, people seem to run mob from prison.
I don't know if you saw the story that Billy McFarland is hated by fellow prison inmates.
What? For what?
I don't know. None of the prisoners inside Otisville like Billy, said a snitch at the New York prison. He's a pompous...
Oh, he likes prison food. And penis.
He is a pompous a-hole, according to the snitch. He tries to buy respect from people by being flashy with all his money. He calls the inmates that he hires to do his work for him his groupies. What kind of jail is this?
As soon as you drop the soap, they rip your butt.
If this guy
can hire people to do your work.
If first of all, if Ja Rule can book anyone for Fyre Festival 2, I think they ought to have their heads examined.
Yeah.
Why would the idea that he is so blameless in this? How could you not have Ja Rule checking out the venue, going, "Yeah, this is up to snuff."
He was bamboozled. just read his Twitter.
I'm sure he was.
Billy McFarland thinks that he shouldn't even be in prison, and he has said this to everyone who wants to listen to him ramble. He tells the people inside Otisville that the Islanders and the people purchasing the tickets should have educated themselves more in order to see the writing on the wall. So it's their fault for not recognizing it, for being the scam that it is.
And how about the people that bought the tickets that didn't exist? What should they have done? I guess their fault too, huh?
I guess he gets a ton of letters and doesn't open them. He lets them sit and pile up. He calls it his fan mail. He carries attention from high-end social life. He's addicted to that more than he's even addicted to money. Of course, he's seen the documentaries. He's in the Hulu one. He can't shut up about them. They're going to get the Netflix version played inside prison for everyone to see. What a dick. You know, one of these days, I don't know if he's available now unless you want to try him, but we should call Andy King.
Yeah, why don't we call him now?
He's the guy.
He was going to blow Cunningham.
Yeah, at the customs in the Bahamas to get the water.
I can't believe they wouldn't let us talk to Cunningham.
He's turned out to be an incredible meme, too. There's been so many great jokes.
He's huge. What's Andy King doing now?
I think he's like a PR rep. There's talk that he is going to have his own reality show, which, unless it's him blowing things for money, I don't know what people really want to see. Unless you want to see him put parties together. Maybe he's going to be hired for Fyre Festival 2.
I might watch his reality show. I thought he was pretty likable.
Yeah. I mean, if you have the time.
Good as I can. Thanks so much.
That's him.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Andy, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. And we kind of fans after watching you on the Netflix doc. Boy, what a ordeal you went through. And we heard you might have some new projects, and we wanted to see if you had a few minutes for us, if you could call the 248 number. Thanks so much, Andy.
He could call the 248 number, or he could call the 209-66 boner number.
That's right.
Could have gotten back to him that way. What if you left that? Well, boner, I got to call these people back.
209-66 boner is the number to call if you want to leave any kind of a verbal comment for the show.
Or text.
Text. I mean, we do get significant email, but, it's probably a lot easier just to call and leave. Plus, we get to hear your voice, and you can hear all the nuance and whatnot. So that would be nice if we could get some good messages.
Yeah, anything you want to leave, we'll put things together.
Yeah, we could maybe start creating specific questions for you, but I'd rather just let you wing it if enough people have something to say.
Leave us phone numbers for some famous people you know.
We got a really long reply on a question. It was a long story, quite well told, but very interesting, too. About private Bezos' private investigator. Did you read that? Or maybe it only came to me. You want to hear it?
Bezos' private investigator.
We were talking about, what's his name? Gavin.
Gavin DeBecker.
DeBecker, yeah.
He's got a long.
And we were wondering, is he on retainer? Like, what's the deal there? And this guy said he knew somebody that was a human resource person at a very, very large company. Like a lot of big companies, they had multiple HR directors, each assigned to a group or multiple groups. His ex was assigned to finance the corporate travel team, which consisted of travel planners, pilots, and attendants for the three corporate jets and some other staff. She also had corporate security, the HR person. She got to know corporate security pretty well. The VP was former CIA, and other members of the team were either CIA, FBI, Secret Service, or had some background in security. Generally, the team monitored threats or security concerns for a wide range of everyday things, importing, I don't want to say what the company is, but you'd guess it if I said this, but they'd have to import some stuff from certain countries that there would be some security issues. if they had buyers traveling to those areas where security was always a problem too, they had to monitor that, and they had cybersecurity. I guess the whole point after reading this is like, yeah, you don't realize how big some of these corporations are, and it is kind of like they're almost a country in and of themselves.
Jeez.
With the amount of profit they're turning. And then he mentioned that he's even had to go through some training where he is at one of the, I think he works in automotive. he also went to Yaldo and was very happy through that in the long but well-told email.
Oh, I see. Gavin DeBecker, but.
No, Dave who wrote this in, which I don't know. I thought it was interesting because we asked the question and wondered. But yeah, I didn't realize how big these places are. Now, a shorter email comes from Scott, who wrote, Reggie Miller on NBA All-Star Weekend. He's been on this thing all night for the three-point contest, and I still don't hear, it's all about you, sweetheart.
No one ever does.
Just Maz once.
Every once in a blue moon, someone says they hear it, but then we never get any audio. If you hear it, send it to us so we can hear it.
It's all about you, sweetheart.
I watched the entire dunk contest just hoping to hear something. And no, I didn't hear it either.
How did you suffer through the whole dunk contest?
It was kind of boring.
What about the guy
that
jumped over Shaq?
They missed so many dunks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Eight out of 10 dunks they missed.
Well, the best players are never in it.
Yeah, but honestly, you've seen every dunk. What can be done that hasn't been done?
It needs about 10 years off and then start over.
And honestly, you see better dunks in the game.
Never seen anybody jump over Shaq before. Although he bowed his head.
Who cares?
I know.
I still think the dumbest one is, remember when Blake Griffin jumped over a car? In case a car was ever on a basketball court and he had a breakaway?
He was just trying to give the fans a boner.
But it's dumb.
I know, I thought it was silly too.
One of them 6'11".
And hanging from the rim and ripping open your clothes. I don't know. Whatever. I think it's just played out and I don't know what else they can do with it.
Is there anything in the All-Star Weekend that's even that interesting? The game certainly isn't.
No, I'm trying to think of a three-point contest. I didn't see anything that was good. Did you, Brandon?
No, I saw a white guy won it.
Well, yeah, three-point shooting.
Yeah. So. He beat Steph Curry.
Oh, that's the other thing people were nuts about. Steph Curry, the same jacket he had on when he was there in 1992.
That's right.
I thought in my head, who gives a fuck?
When he what?
He was a kid.
When Dell was there.
91 or whatever.
His dad, Dell.
He still fits in the same jacket?
It's not the same jacket. That's the point. It's stupid, Drew.
Did Dell Curry win the three-point shooting? I bet he did.
I don't know. Was he in it?
He was a great three-point shooter.
Was he?
Yeah. This jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin.
I don't know, but when those,
Curry,
are the big
Hokie?
Those are the big stories coming out of All-Star Weekend. It's just kind of a big yawn.
Yeah, it's been a yawn to me for years. Lee Radiswell died, Jackie's sister.
Who's that broad?
Jackie O's sister.
I know, but I don't know anything about her other than
Lee Radiswell?
Yeah, did she do
anything? She banged Onassis before Jackie did.
Really?
Jackie stole Onassis from Lee. Everybody wanted to fuck
Lee was done with
Onassis.
Lee was done with him. She was moving on.
But Jackie married him.
Ugh. So she had a huge bush, too? Is that what you're trying to say?
Probably. Lee was prettier than Jackie. I thought Lee was kind of hot, actually.
What did she do for a living? Did she have a...
She married a Polish prince and lived as royalty. Seriously? And a socialite. Yeah, she did.
Really?
Yeah. Then she married another dude. She married a couple other dudes. She toured with the Stones.
What?
Yeah, her and Truman Capote were on the 72 Stones tour. So she probably got banged by Mick Jagger.
What?
There's a documentary where...
What did she do on the tour?
I think she just boned Mick and probably did a lot of blow.
Oh.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
But she was a socialite, so she probably didn't do that stuff.
Neat.
Margaret Trudeau toured with the Stones, too.
Well, she didn't.
First Lady of Canada?
Yeah, didn't she date somebody?
Supposedly, I think Mick boned her and maybe.
I thought they interviewed somebody that dated her, like a rock star.
Wait, we talked to Margot Kidder.
Oh, that's right. She
was boning somebody at the same time Margaret Trudeau. Pierre Trudeau. She said she banged Pierre Trudeau, and then she said Margaret was really sweet. And it was like, wait, you're boning her husband. What do you mean?
And then she died.
Yeah, then she died.
So dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
Exactly.
What?
But the Onassis thing was weird because Jackie and Lee went to visit Onassis when JFK was president, and of course there were all kinds of pictures of them frolicking in the water. Mm-hmm. And JFK sent a telegram, was like, "Hey, why don't you calm it down there in Greece, Jackie, or wherever they were."
Well, like, didn't somebody claim that she was banging him to get back at him, or
I think,
or some other guy, or she banged a guy to get back at?
That might have been Bobby after he got shot. I don't know.
Or was that the Fiat guy?
I think it was Roger Agnelli.
She banged the Fiat guy to get back at the president. What the fuck is going on?
Period.
I actually got a book about Jackie and Lee. I don't know why I got it, but it's kind of interesting. I mean, the history's pretty far
Somebody
out.
Get a dick?
Is that the title of the book?
The history's pretty far out?
No.
Somebody get a
Somebody
dick?
Somebody get a dick?
The story
might as well
of Lee
be.
And Jackie.
Jackie's dad was too bombed to walk her down the aisle when she and Jack got married, by the way. Black Jack Bouvier.
That's classy. How did he make his money?
He was kind of a drag.
How did he make his money?
I'm trying to remember. He was a big shot for a while, and then he drank himself into oblivion.
Oh, okay, cool.
Lee Radiswell's daughter, I think, is one of the housewives of New York.
Oh, Lord.
And she's pretty, too. She is very pretty. Very lithe. As was Lee Radiswell.
Well,
but
rest
she's
in
mostly
peace.
She's mostly just a socialite.
Rest in peace.
And
that's
she gone too soon at the age of 85. And well, sad to see her gone too soon.
Yeah, heartbroken.
Lee Radiswell.
Never knew you. Wish I could have known you.
Yeah, she wasn't. She was Jackie's sister. Whatever.
Did you read Mitch's column today?
Yeah, I did. And I'm so sorry that he is getting all these phone calls from robo people.
Is this the dumbest column he's ever written?
It was pretty dumb because he keeps giving these scenarios where he's expecting a call from someone and it's a robo call, and apparently he doesn't have caller ID because he picks up the robo call and finds out it's a robo call, and he's really mad every time.
Yeah. Robo calls and phone scams are all the rage in 2019. Really? Because I feel like they've been going on for at least 6 years.
Did you just get a cell phone?
Well, he's got the flip phone.
That's right. He does have a flip phone. Maybe he doesn't have caller ID, Drew.
Hey, maybe he doesn't.
Okay, Mitch. See you around.
Of course.
He still would recognize the number. I mean, the scenarios he gives are kind of silly, I think.
Yeah, the first one he's talking about being in the shower and the phone rings and you blurt out, hello. Hello, a voice answers. This is Cindy with Card Services. The next example is...
When you look at the number and go, oh, I'm in the shower. I'm not going to pick that up. I don't even know.
Well, who answers it if you're in the shower anyway?
Nobody.
No one answers
the phone. Who answers the phone at all? Does anyone answer the phone anymore? No.
The next example, of course, and this is pure Mitch. The next example. You're in the car. You're on the way to the hospital. Why is he always on the way to something very dramatic like the hospital? Your phone rings. You think it might be the doctor. You feel around, find the phone, which, first off, everybody's got their phone in their hand already.
What is it?
Hold it up to your ear while keeping your eyes on the road. Hello, you say anxiously. Hi, this is Philip, an important call about your credit. It's a very dramatic.
Wouldn't you have the doctor in your phone if he was going to make an important call? Wouldn't you have him in your phone by
you're
then?
You're on the way to the hospital anyway. You're probably going to go talk to him. Doesn't he know you're on your way?
What happened on the ski slope, though? Maybe that's a better story.
Oh, yeah. Well, you forgot about the time you're in the meeting, too, and you answer the phone. Which, why are you answering your phone in the meeting? I guess when you're...
Because you think it's who? Yeah,
when you're at Mitch's level, you're allowed to answer a phone in a meeting.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
You're on a ski slope. Who answers their phone on a ski slope?
I don't know. Isn't he worried about his wife or something?
You're on a ski slope. You lose sight of your partner. You wonder if she's okay. Your phone rings. Maybe it's her. Maybe she's down.
Wouldn't you have caller ID for your partner, though?
You're on the ski slope, Drew. You just have to answer it.
No, their name would pop up.
Phone.
You yank
if
off.
Their name didn't pop up and you were worried about them, you wouldn't want to clog your phone up with that call. That's the way I would look at it.
Why don't you go look for your partner if you lost sight of her?
Shouldn't the editor have maybe...
Said these are ridiculous
these
scenarios?
How about
you're
him?
Sitting at home and your phone rings and it annoys you? Because it's always a robocall.
Why are you guys going down different runs? Why don't you ski together?
You were, but you lost sight
of her. You lost sight of her.
You wonder if she's okay. Your phone rings. Nice that your partner called you right away. Maybe it's her. Maybe she's down. You yank off your gloves, toss aside your hand warmers.
God, I think the title of this story should be Bitch Album Folds in Another Article. Bitch Album Folds in a Column. I only had the time while I was pumping gas to dictate this thing. And
on his phone.
I just didn't really, I should have had a rough draft or something.
Oh, here's one where he looked at the number. You're in a meeting. You're about to say something important because you're Mitch Albom, of course. Everything you say is going to be important in the meeting. Your phone rings. The number's similar to yours. And you figured someone from your neighborhood.
That's silly.
Or someone from my neighborhood. I should have them in my phone if they're somebody close to me.
Yeah, everybody has these numbers stored now.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why is a number close to my number? I don't want my neighbor having a number close to mine because I might get the wrong numbers.
Great. Another thing to worry about besides...
very important. I'm in an important meeting.
About to say something important.
Discussing a new project.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting.
Great. Another thing to worry about besides stolen passwords, credit card fraud, hacked into bank accounts, and identity theft. Tell me again how computer technology is the most wonderful development in the half century. Well, you can phone in your column at the gas station for one. You don't have to go into the office and phone in your columns.
I just put send. Nobody even looks at it. Not even the people reading the paper.
And yet we just laid off 5 more people. Oh, let's see. Is there anything else good in this?
Is there some comments to the story? Or
I just wonder
if somebody didn't have something to say about it.
I'll pull them up in a second. Oh, listen to this. You're on your way home. It's Friday night. Your phone rings. You check the number. It looks vaguely familiar, but not completely. And you press ignore and congratulate yourself. The next day, your best friend calls. Hey, you won't believe this. Someone gave me 4 tickets to the Beyonce concert last night. Beyonce? We tried calling you on
Bill's... Your best friend calls you?
Yeah, but listen. You didn't hear his whole... Someone gave us 4 tickets to the Beyonce concert last night. We tried calling you on Bill's phone, but you didn't answer. It was so great. Sorry you missed it.
Why didn't they text him?
They might think that... Exactly, but they might have said... He might not recognize Bill's number because Bill's not in his phone. So maybe we should call him from my phone. Since I would be in his phone.
But
don't people think that way?
He lost his phone. He was mugged on the way to the hospital.
Sounds to me like he just got a phone.
Somewhere, Alexander Graham Bell is shaking his head and saying, what happened? And then his heavenly phone rings and a voice says, this is the IRS. An arrest warrant has been issued in your name.
What happened?
In your name. Dot, 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 dot.
It's a very clever ending, whether you like the story or not, or you can relate to it. You have to appreciate
that. I just had this vision of Alexander Graham Bell in heaven.
There's a good guffaw. Dan.
Answers heavenly phone. A good guffaw. Yeah, that could only be described as a guffaw. That is the dumbest column.
I did phone it in a bit. I'm working on 9 different projects right now. So
thank God I have technology.
I just had the time while I was pumping gas to dictate that. I didn't really follow through.
Let's see.
But I had a big ending, so I knew it'd be okay.
The first question is, do you think comments are enabled on this article? Because they're not enabled on all of his. Oh, there are. I hate to admit, missing the Beyonce concert seems like the silver lining here. Jesus Christ.
Come on, somebody must have said the same thing we did.
Thank you for focusing your attention on this problem, but in my opinion, it's worse than you think on a typical day. Now I get 3 to 4 junk calls on my cell phone, with most of them faking their number to make it appear to be local. Most people I know have stopped making personal phone calls to friends because so many people, including me, now let all their phones go to voicemail. If it's your friends, you have the number stored.
Yeah, their name
dope.
Comes up on your phone.
Most people have switched to using text messages. If someone really needs to talk to me on the phone, they send me a text message first telling me that I'll be getting a call from them and that I need to answer. By the way, calls from politicians, political groups, and charities are also getting way out of hand.
Yeah, the politician ones pissed me off. I specifically did not vote for certain people who would not stop sending me calls all the time.
Amen. That's a great way to decide. Sounds by the comments, I've struck a chord with the audience.
Well, I mean, this guy's brilliant. This is what works for me. I have names attached to the phone numbers in my list of contacts. When my phone rings, if a name doesn't pop up identifying the caller, I don't answer.
Genius!
When the call goes to voicemail, my message instructs the caller to leave a message. No message, no return call.
Exactly.
This sounds very familiar. I think someone else just said the same thing.
I'm going to have to try that. Same here. I even had my own number call me.
There's got to be more people saying this. There has to be.
Set your phone to do not disturb. Allow calls from contacts only. If you hear a ring, you know it's someone on your contact list.
Tell people to stop trying to help me. I was trying to be humorous.
I know, but he should
missed the big guffaw at the end of the story. I think I'd like to disable these comments.
Don't you know that every technological advance is progress? Like the tank over the horse? Or the H-bomb over the Hiroshima bomb? Mitch, you must be getting old like me to be so negative about all this progress.
Mitch!
I'm reminded of the Pickles cartoon in which young people wished old people would get out of their way.
You want to hit the outro, Brandon?
This is the Pickles cartoon.
I have no idea. People still read cartoons?
I don't know. Hey, well, at least you got to miss a Beyonce concert, so it's not all bad.
Wait, are there still cartoons? I mean...
The funny section?
Funny.
The funnies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There still are, aren't there? Who reads them?
That one.
Are the funnies online?
Probably somewhere.
I don't think I've ever seen the funnies online. No. Not that I look at the funny pages, because they're not funny.
Pickles is with that old guy.
Wow, this is one area of culture I am very lacking in.
Pickles has been around for a while.
In one day, I've received 33 robocalls. If I don't recognize the number, I don't answer. And all who know me know that. If one were to answer one call, I've been told that signals other scammers that the number is live. And I take that to mean there's a sucker at the end of it. Well, yeah, of course, dope.
Maybe I should have had one person read the column before I set it to print. One person who has a phone. That's me, if I have one.
Oh, it's just people just want to spout whatever they know. I have a landline and selling it numerous bullshit calls every day. Okay, cool, dude.
I have a just wanted people to know he has a landline. Ooh! We have a landline too. Ha ha!
Simple solution. If I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it. I have voicemail. No message, no callback.
Well said, my man. I didn't think about that.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with Trudy. Have a great Monday, I hope, if that's possible.
Okay, Mr. U. Japanese is H for home, U for umbrella, G for game, E for elephant, P for pen, E for elephant, N for Nancy, I for island, S for Sam.